are an iHeartRadio station. Someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Monsters 2021, you're one of the best, you got the best. Hottest talk show in the morning, anywhere in the country, it's the Monsters Mornings. Real Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. And that's everywhere in the world that's got that app. You got the app, you got the Monsters, that's pretty cool, I think you'll like it. So make sure you know you can see that little app, make sure you download it on your phone. You can have it on your computer, it comes in your car sometimes. I've been able to check into a hotel before, and on the TV screen, there's a little iHeart app. You can see it that way as well. Also, if you want to check out a smart speaker and test any smart speaker and say, hey, let's see if they know the Monsters. And just say, hey, smart speaker, play the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio. It'll pop it on for you. That's pretty cool. Also, live on our YouTube channel, Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. Someone says no YouTube today. We have YouTube, right? Ryan there? Ryan's there? Okay. Ryan will be there. All right. So it'll be up in a minute, guys. Sorry about that. What's up, y'all? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with all the fellas, we're doing this until 11 o'clock. Here's the producer of the Angel Boom, Angel Rivera.
Come look up.
To my right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
And the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes.
Yes.
Hey, I'm laughing because when you move to the side, it puts a hat on. Carlos has one of those filters on, so he's got a Santa Claus hat. And he's got a Scarface shirt, so when he moves to the left, they put the Santa Claus hat on Scarface. Which
it's
made
fun.
Me giggle and made me laugh. Yeah. Is Angelique here today? Is she? You see Angelique?
No, she's out.
Okay,
of the country.
I didn't know. Oh, she's out of the country. Where'd she go?
Mexico.
Okay, all right. Well, I did not know that. So there you go. So she's in Mexico today. That's awesome. It's a Tuesday. It's a chilly Tuesday. Man, did anyone step outside to see what it feels like?
Yeah. Hell yeah! I took out the trash and I was like, "Damn, no shirt on like a real man." Because I was like, you know what? I ain't putting no shirt on. And it was 4 a.m. Nobody's out there except crazy people. Mm. So it was nice.
I like that
nice
you guys go, did you guys step outside?
Yeah, we had
we come to work.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of frost on the car.
Little bit.
I was like, oh, look at that.
There's a little bit on this window here in the office, too.
I like a little frost. A little frost is good. It's supposed to warm up a little bit for the rest of the week, but this is supposed to be the coldest morning of the week. So, you know, dress appropriately. If we're just waking you up right now, just be prepared. That's happening. And, the frost in the windshield, that's a good, shows you it's the holidays. I'm in holiday mode, guys. Just so you know, this is 100% holiday mode. I don't feel much pressure. Only pressure I feel is, we got to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. And that's pressure I put upon myself, just to kind of make sure we raise money. I see Angel has, the new Monster shirt on and it looks good on you, man. That's good.
Thank you very much. They were here in the studio. I got everybody's shirt. I'll drop yours off later on today and, they're all available. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, that's the shirts, the Monster Christmas shirts that were selling to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. By the way, today is Giving Tuesday. So if your way of giving is, buying one of those shirts and helping out the Coalition, we'd appreciate that. And you can get those at monsters.fm. And we got everybody's sizes and all that. Yeah, I gave them to Mama. Yeah. She got them. All right. And I know Savannah's already asking for her shirt. Was there one for her? I didn't see.
I don't know if you caught that, because Jack misspelled something, and she thought the shirt said Masters, and she wanted a Master shirt.
Oh.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway.
But have a shirt for her, though. We do.
Good. Okay. All right. She's gonna want one. So we got that going on. What else is happening?
I love that she thought that Jack texted to say that we got Master shirts. Like, that would be the most random. But she's like, ooh, I want a Master shirt. That's pretty cool.
She was the first one to respond. She was
I was like, that's odd. She never normally wants the shirts. Okay, cool. But I kind of want a Master shirt, too. So that'd be cool.
She also normally does not answer Jack whenever he texts her.
There's a lot of weird things that happen with that particular text. So she was the first one to respond and the first one to say, I want one.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Today's the last day of the month, by the way, in case you didn't know. It is the last day of the month, Giving Tuesday. Tomorrow is December 1st. And, okay, so just so you know, they're sending out all the text about, this is internal stuff for those. And once again, when it's this time of year, I don't think anyone's listening, so I just kind of let it fly, whatever. So this is just inside stuff. They're freaking out, and they're wanting, hits on the website. So I'm like, okay, I ain't got nothing, man. I didn't do anything special. I got nothing, you know. I don't like, you know. I mean, I've done it, but just pulling a story and putting it up, that's just not my, you know, I don't like doing that much. I like to do something creative that I've put together.
Right. You hate just getting it up.
Yeah. Just getting it up. Good enough. I got to get up and do something with it. And so the other day I put something up and it flopped. It did terrible. It did horrible. It was not, but my thought process was, I'll put this little thing up and maybe it'll be generic enough that people that don't know the show will click on it, and it'll, you know, because people love dogs or whatever. So I put up a little post and it says, dog sleeps, snores like human. I'm like, okay, that's, you know, silly enough, it's generic enough, it might catch fire, who knows. Well, it did nothing. It flopped. It was just, you know, nobody clicked on it. Nobody cared. So I'm like, okay, I don't got anything else for the past couple of days. And they keep bugging me about putting something on the website. So I'll change the title.
But see, Russ, you don't understand. I'm sure there were some meemaws and some peepaws that chuckled when they saw, look at that little doggy snore.
No, they love animal videos.
I know that, but they didn't click on it, see? And I think it was because of my title, Carlos. The title that I had said, dog sleeps, snores like human. And I thought it would take off. It didn't. So I changed the title, and it's the same video.
Naked lady pets dog that sleeps like human.
Stepdog gets naughty with stepmom dog.
What are you doing, stepdog?
This one says, Russ and his wife sleep in bed with their dog like a human. And it's got a different little thing on it. And I'm going to see if that gets more hits than just the generic, you know, dog sleeps, snores like human.
Are you reposting it, though, or did you just change the title?
No, I reposted it. Wow. I did a repost, and see if that gets more fire than the generic dog sleeps, snores like human. So that's my little test I'm doing today. Oh, and it's already getting more hits. It's already doing better because it has a different crazy title. Russ and his wife sleeps in bed with their dog like human. I don't know. So anyway, that was my little fun thing to do today. See if we can get more hits that way.
Hey Ryan, why don't we repost the tarantula thing and says Angel eats venomous deadly tarantula?
Yeah,
and see what that does.
Let's try that.
That's good. And, matter of fact, your thing did well, Angel. It had over 1,200 hits.
That's Angel, 300,998 short.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, we can't do it all, for God's sakes. I mean, they can't expect us to
I'm like, you know that when that goes out, that's not directed at us. There's a bunch of other shows, and that's what he ends it with. Like, it would be great if everybody participated. You know?
Right.
So,
yeah. So like, I'll give it to props to that guy when he's spoken to other groups of people in other leadership positions, the first thing he says about our show is that we're one of the shows that excel at this.
Yeah. But Angel, part of my crazy
makes
me take it personal and go, oh, I'll show you. that's part of my crazy that keeps me going.
Well, if we can get 300,998 hits with you retitling that video, we're golden.
Yeah.
Having an ultrasound or doing the drama of your life in three parts?
If they ask me about it again today, I'm going to suggest this. I'm going to say, I think the Monsters and the Jim Colbert Show should come together and have a gay orgy and just film it all, right? And if that won't work.
I'm signing off on this.
And if y'all ain't willing to do that, then nobody cares about the damn internet. So let's just go ahead and admit we're not going to make our goal, okay? Kiss all your bonuses goodbye. Because unless you're willing to have a gay orgy with the Jim Colbert Show, I don't think we're going to hit that goal. So just get it out your mind and stop bugging me about it.
That's where you went with it.
Driving me nuts. I don't know. Can you think of anything else that would get 500 million hits like they're asking for?
I don't know. My bonus is only an extra bag of Doritos, so I really don't.
Yeah, it's care a lot
at
of
this point.
To get a gift card.
I get a gift card to the vending machine. It's been used already, so it's that's how my life goes. So
you got a lot of pressure, right, Ryan?
You got to give me a little bit more motivation than that.
You're gonna get an energy drink and a half bag of Doritos.
I'll tell you what. I believe
Ross is looking pretty cute. cute. I don't know.
I believe in the power of our listeners, and I believe that our listeners hate the man. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a picture of my middle finger, and it says, Ryan gives middle finger to the man. This is clickbait. And then hopefully everybody will just come and click that post.
I like that.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to do that. You want to raise posts today?
Oh, I don't care. Listen, beat me. I don't care. As long as we get the hits.
Don't talk about gay orgies and then ask me to beat you, bro.
Ryan, I was so enthralled yesterday, by the way, and I'm glad you brought up that stupid Kid Rock song. And for those who didn't hear yesterday's show towards the end of the show, I know we do 5 hours and not everybody listens the entire time, but Ryan brought up this Kid Rock song that's out there that is so horrible, right? It's over the top. It's almost like it's a joke. So I'm looking through my feed, and it just so happens I follow Kid Rock.
by accident, right? That's what I always say about the porn ladies on my Instagram.
And he posts the video, and he's like, what do you guys think of my new video? And there was almost, I don't know, like how many, 30,000, you know, answers or whatever. I'm like, oh, man, I bet they're tearing him up because, you know, this is so bad. And I go on it, and I swear to God, I looked for at least 5 minutes to try to find one negative comment about his video, and
he's
this is the best video ever. This is awesome. Way to go, Kid Rock. You're telling it like it is. And I'm like, wow, man, like it's so funny. And this happens more and more now in my life than ever I've noticed before. It's when I'm almost sure everybody has to feel one way about something, and then to see the people feel the exact opposite.
No, because people go to Kid Rock concerts in 2021. Like that's real.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's his base responding to him. And then you can't discount the fact a guy like that, and he wouldn't be the first celebrity to do this to prop themselves up. And I mean, we as a nation are being attacked by him. He goes out and pays a company, and they creates a bunch of, you know, 1,000 bots, and they all post on his videos.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Thank you, Angel. You can't discount that. This is such a tactic.
It's marketing 101 at this point.
Yeah. These bots create it, and they look so real. They look like they're detailed and.
Have you ever seen the bot farm? It's pretty
offended. Y'all are inferring I can be fooled, and I don't appreciate that. One bit.
My bad. I do like that video had the quality of like Carlos and I could make that in After Effects.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I know. Yeah. I watched it 3 times yesterday just to laugh at it.
No, now you're into it. Like, yeah, one time.
Oh, yeah, because he slipped yesterday. He's like, I kind of like it.
Like, this Kid Rock guy's got some good things to say because, you know, the world is a little too PC.
Everyone doesn't need a trophy.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway.
Because Russ walks around there every now and then and be like, my name is Tree.
It's funny because in the song it goes back to the same, like you say, like that old song where he's just telling you how cool he is, you know.
Yeah.
I'm this and I'm that and I'm all and it's like a comedy. It's like a comedy rap song.
Yeah.
But anyway, why did I tell you that story? Oh, because I couldn't find on his webpage anybody say anything negative about something.
Yeah, but if he's paying people to monitor it and to go through. I mean, anybody smart that does that's just how it works now.
Well, then we need to get busy.
It's like our chat room. We don't allow people to talk about us, you know. Like, and if there's bad comments, I just straight up delete them, so we look like we're awesome all the time. Yeah, that's just how you do it.
All right, if you get a chance, go to our website at monsters.fm. Once again, you got Angel eats a huge, dangerous, venomous, killer spider. See, that should be the change of title.
I'm going to change.
Russ and his wife sleep in bed with their dog like a human. All of those are up now at monsters.fm.
Do I post upcoming gay orgy with Colbert show or no?
Yes. Okay. Post it.
Wait, why are we just leaving the news junkie out?
Sean gets a little weird sometimes. I'll take everything a little too far.
I mean, now you're getting weird, Angel. I just want to have just two shows. You get all three. That's a crazy.
I mean, if we're going for 300,000 hits, we need all the bodies.
You ever seen C-Lane in a gimp mask?
Well, I have, and it's nuts. All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Make your smart speaker smarter. Hey Google, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Harry's razors are amazing. If you've not tried them, I'm going to make it possible for you. And if you haven't thought...
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. and you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You guys notice I put more Christmas lights behind me?
It's brighter, yeah.
Yeah. It's all about the illusion of coolness. I see that. Ryan, you're still doing your blind background. What happened to your green screen? You had a really cool green screen. You had a cool background there for a while, and now you've gone back to junkyard behind Ryan. Yeah.
How dare you, sir? First of all, the green screen for some reason kept crashing my computer every time I tried to throw in that element. So I've run too many things at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I'm getting it figured back out. I still have it behind me, but it would just be a green screen. So I'd rather show off my prized possessions of this beautiful painting right here.
I see that. Yeah, I see that. I see my painting there every single day.
My bad.
Welcome back. I'm Russ, along with Ryan and Carlos and Angel, all here today. And oh yeah, the post, just by changing the wording on the post, that's so funny. It's getting more hits. But yeah, go to the Monsters.fm if you get a chance. I can't watch it on Sunday night because Sunday night I can't stay up that late, but on Monday is my day. I get to watch Yellowstone, and I still want to pitch to you guys. It's one of the greatest shows on television ever, and it's the best thing on TV right now, other than Hawkeye, which is, Hawkeye comes out tomorrow and it's amazing. But, Yellowstone has horses, right? Right. Mm-hmm. You got fighting, you got killing. You got murder. You got boobs. There's like nudity.
I get it, Russ. It's right up my alley. I get it. You're talking to me. You're like Carlos. This is Cowboys, Westerns. I know. I got to do it. I'm going to commit to it one of these days. I'm going to sit down. Maybe this Friday. No, Saturday. No, I have something on Saturday. Sunday. No, Sunday's full. but I want to because of you. And I always think of you when I see it.
Kelly Riley, I'm sure it was O'Reilly because she's an Irish girl. She is such a, like, her role, her thing is so good. And she talks, she has some of the best smart ass lines. A filthy mouth. I mean, she's got a filthy mouth. She smokes cigarettes all the time, filthy mouth, drinks all the time. I love her. she's got everything that, a man would want. Very powerful woman. Anyway, Yellowstone is awesome. And then is anyone watching Dexter? Ryan, are you watching the new Dexter, called Dexter New Blood?
Yeah, I saw the first two episodes.
Okay. I'm into it. I like it.
Yeah,
I think it's
they
really
brought
good.
Back the vibe that it should be, which was cool. Because
and
it
see,
just
I didn't
ended
watch
so
it.
Bad, and I didn't watch the last episode was so. I heard it was so bad that I didn't even watch it.
Wait a minute! Whoa! You've been complaining about how bad it was,
right?
So you didn't even watch it to make your own decision. You just went off what people said.
I watched a review.
Oh it man, counts. That is. That totally does not make sense to me at all. You just listen to what people say and you go off of opinion. You don't go off of what you really feel or think.
Right.
That's weird, man.
It was right after I had been burned by Lost. And I'd spent a lot of time and energy
took it
in
out
Lost.
On Dexter. What did Dexter do to Lost?
So I was.
What did Dexter?
I was
do
into season
Lost?
4 or 5 of Dexter, and then the finale came out, and there was a huge uproar about it. And then I was like, "Well, I'm not going to waste my time anymore. My life."
It doesn't make sense to make your own decision by watching it yourself and coming up with your own outcome. You basically just go by. It's almost being a sheep. You just think what everybody else thinks.
Disagree. Damn. Time is the one commodity that you cannot purchase. You only have a limited amount. So I'm not going to waste my time on things that are dumb. And after being burned by shows, I've decided I'm never again going to watch a show live as it comes out year after year after year. I'm only going to binge things from now on.
Really?
Unless there's small little segments that I like what Disney does where it's like 8 episodes, bam, here you go. I'm getting a quality product. I like that. But no, I'm never doing another 7 season arc of something. ever again.
Well, I'll tell you, I did not watch Dexter before, but I started watching it now because Mary Ellen loved it before, and she didn't mind the final episode, by the way. She's like, yeah, everybody said it was so bad, I kind of liked it. But anyway.
It was bad. It was really bad. Like in the history of shows, like they left so many things unresolved, and the way that they kind of explained everything away, it seemed like it was rushed. It was seemed like it didn't. It wasn't befitting. The ending wasn't befitting of all the time and energy, and it was kind of disrespectful to the fans of the show. And it wasn't. And it wasn't befitting for the character of who Dexter was. And
the guy didn't like it. Anthony Michael.
He didn't. Yeah. That's why they came back to do this. So now I've kind of just started watching. It's called New Blood, and I like it. I think it's really good. He's a great character, and what's going, you know, what they're doing right now with it.
See, look what you're saying in the two episodes that you've seen, and how great that character three episodes.
Yeah.
How great that character was, and so imagine ending a series with that kind of great character, and you go out with a whimper. You know what I mean?
Right. Well,
and I understand what Ryan is saying, because if you remember during that time, everybody was up in uproared about what happened with Lost. That was
Lost hurt me, man.
He's so personally offended. People got so mad, and it was a very visceral thing. And apparently, some shows got some collateral damage.
Hey, well, the thing about it is, too, is like so. Like it took me a long time to go back to binge a show, right? It's like Dayton. Finally, I was ready to get back out there, try a different show, and that show was Game of Thrones. And Game of Thrones did not disappoint. Season after season after season. But then what happened with the showrunners, D.B. Weiss and the other guy, Dan What's-His-Face, decided to get a little greedy. They wanted to do other projects, so they rushed it. Even I just read an article yesterday that George R.R. Martin pleaded with them to give it another season. Like, begged them to give another season.
Yeah, he wanted to do 10 seasons. I read that today. Yeah.
And so to get that last season of Game of Thrones and get all that unresolved stuff, exactly like Dexter and Angel saying, it just hurts you, man, and because you don't get that sunken time back.
But do you think, let me ask you a question, do you think there's a possibility, any possibility at all, that because you're kind of, you look at things differently, you know, you're a crazy
person.
I know, a free-form thinker, right? You like to think outside of the box. All right. So is there a possibility you could have watched that final episode and said, hey, I don't care what everybody else thinks. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was. Is there a possibility you could have liked it if you would have given it a shot?
Highly, highly doubtful.
Because I know you hated the Game of Thrones ending. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I liked the
Me too. I liked it. Yeah, I was like, let's wrap this.
I get
up.
It. If you're a casual watcher, sure.
Oh, now we're just casual.
You
oh, now we're nothing, Carlos.
Judgment.
We're just casual watchers. Break. We don't know.
I was.
Anything.
At,
we can't
I,
judge
I was
like
also
he can judge.
Reading the books. At the same time,
you're a reader.
Going on all the forums and talking about it, having like parties where people
That's
would come
on you.
Over.
That's
oh,
on
a party.
You.
Oh, wait a minute. He had a party, Carlos.
Whoa.
His
party, he can cry if he wants to now, because he had a freaking Game of Thrones party.
we cannot tell our opinion then, because you had a party. It's what we think is null and void. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you guess what? You invested too much time, Ryan. You did. You're right. You shouldn't have had the parties. It was too much, and then to be heartbroken at the end, you're a weirdo. Like, I love Game of Thrones, but you are leaving me, so I will hate you.
Even George Martin thinks you're a weirdo. He's like,
and he wears a sailor hat half of the time, you know?
This guy's having parties.
You're sold a bill of goods, and they had promised us that, hey, George R. R. Martin signed off on this. Okay, we know the ending. This dude is never going to finish these books. He's probably going to die before it's done. That's just a fact. And then,
for all of these reasons, you wouldn't watch the final episode of Dexter, a show that you really like. But now you are watching this new season, and so far you like it, right?
Because Christina was just happened to be watching it as I was doing something else, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to watch the new season. Because it hurt me. It hurt me. I don't know, man. That's just how I am. Like,
Angel, are you watching it? Are you watching the new Dexter?
I haven't had a chance to get into it, man.
Pretty good. It's pretty good. And like I said, I never watched it before. I didn't really know. I kind of knew what the character did, but and then you didn't watch it, did you, Carlos? Dexter?
No, never did. No. But I know it was like monumental and that like that was the beginning of the golden era of television. Because that was like definitely one of those first heavy hitters that people were like, are you watching this? Like, TV's good now.
I'll tell you what I did watch that was really good that I had. I went into it no expectations, and I love when I don't read a description of a show and I go into it. True Story, the Kevin Hart show that just came out.
I started watching that yesterday. Yeah, I watched two, three episodes
of that. I
thought
it was a true story at first. I was like, oh, he's going to tell about some part of his life. Then all of a sudden, Kevin Hart, like,
don't do it. Yeah, you'll blow it.
I mean, it happens in the first episode, but it was good. Yeah.
Like, this better not be a true story.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Then I was kind of like, I hate Kevin Hart if any of this is real.
And the guy that comes in, and I'm not blowing anything for anyone, there's a character that comes in that is Billy Zane. It's the guy from Titanic.
Yeah,
he does such a good job of being a bad dude, man.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I liked his character a lot. It was
we're watching that. Mary Ellen wasn't digging it that much. And if you're watching something with someone and they're not digging it, then you're okay, we can turn it into something else.
Yeah.
I'm like, what would you like to watch? Because you know what I want to watch? I want to go back and watch when Hawkeye starts in Marvel, because I want to know his backstory. Oh. And she's like, can we watch? Now, I know he shows up. The first time he shows up is in Avengers, but she'd seen Avengers.
No,
she wanted
Thor.
To see
it. I think it's Thor. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I stand corrected.
And she won't mind looking at Thor either. You know, he's not bad on the
eyes.
Well,
we started. She wanted to see Age of Ultron. And I'm like, okay, we can watch
Age
of Ultron.
That's a good one to watch. Did she love it?
We're loving it, and it got late for us, and so we stopped it halfway through. We're gonna watch the other half today, but I'm like, man, she's asking to watch a Marvel movie. This is awesome, because she wants to get caught up on Hawkeye, because she enjoyed Hawkeye. I said Hawkeye.
You know, a Hawkeye guy, no superpowers, but he knows how to shoot.
Friggin'
you know?
Hawkeye guy. I was at a Dunkin' Donuts the other day. This guy cuts me off with an arrow.
Hawkeye over here, he bumps his car into my door, and Hawkeye, you have a better eye.
He hawks everything. Hawkeye, we're enjoying that, and it comes out again tomorrow.
That's honestly so nice to hear. I'm glad you told me that, because, like, I don't know. It's not like I spoke with Mark. That's their goal, right? You know, is to get people just like Mary Ellen, just like my wife, just like...
Anybody who would never watch it.
Would never watch it. And then it's like, wait a second. It's like this cool young lady who's grown up. And then this guy, Jeremy Renner. Like, it's an easy way. And I've heard that time and time again. It's like, hey, we've never watched this before. And it's weird to me because we talk about it so much. We're the first adopters of all this, you know, stuff. And people are, like, stepping in and loving it. It's really cool.
Let me tell you what was happening yesterday, though. So I'm like, I'm so glad that she's into it, because now I can watch all these Marvel movies again with her, right? Mm-hmm. And give me 1 second, Angel. And so she is watching, and she starts to explain to me what she thinks is going on in the Avengers, you know, Age of Ultron. And I'm like, oh, that's right. But when she gets something wrong, I don't want to correct her and tell her she's wrong, because then she's going to start. So yesterday she's like, oh, I see. So Ultron, I bet Ultron and Thanos are working together, and I'm like, they're not.
Yeah, but still, that's good though. Like that, she's even thinking that way. Because I mean, that's totally out of the realm.
I didn't want to correct her. I'm going to just keep going on this train of she's enjoying Marvel movies.
Exactly.
You know?
Let her go with it. Yeah,
just go with it, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Watch it just like you watch it the first time. That's what I do with my daughter. And because there were several times I was like, oh, I know what it is, but I acted like I didn't know, you know?
Then we got into a big fight about who would win in a fight between the Justice League and the Avengers.
There's no comparison.
There isn't, right? If you go on the internet everywhere, everyone says it's the Justice League in a fight. In a real fight. It's Justice League and, up and down the board. Go look it up anywhere in Google. I spent an hour doing it yesterday trying to prove to her. She's like, Batman can't beat Iron Man. I'm like, yes, he can. He's much stronger. He fights much better, and he's got more money. Wayne Industries has, I think it's $31 billion. And
Elon Musk has more money than Batman?
Yes.
Do you think Batman could beat Iron Man, Russ?
Yes.
No way.
100%.
100%. Your only good character is Superman, and then he can whoop a lot of ass, but
it's already happened in the comic books. Batman has already beat Iron Man.
No.
Case closed. You're listening to the Monsters.
You know, you can always text us. Unless you're driving. 77031. Standard data and message rates apply. Real Mobile is powered by Orange Buick GMC and orangebuickgmc.com. We are professional grade.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Welcome out of the Monsters Mornings, Real Radio 104.1. By the way, we are live on our YouTube channel, Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. Over 21,000 people have subscribed. We would love for you to subscribe as well. It does not cost a thing. So many people still think it costs something to subscribe. It does not. So, you know, join there if you get a chance. Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan, all here today. And today is Day of Giving, Giving Tuesday, which when did this start? I know the past couple of years I remember it, but how long has this been Giving Tuesday? Does anyone know?
I don't know, but it does seem something kind of recent. I think it was in the age of the Black Friday, you know?
Yes. Yeah. This is the day of September after the chaos of Black Friday and Cyber Monday to embrace a holiday of giving to people, which I thought, you know, Christmas was more about giving.
That's what the whole thing's about.
Small business
Saturday makes sense. We're doing a whole month of giving here in December.
Yeah, did you see the crowd that showed up in, I just saw a story, it was in Sanford, but for the small businesses in Sanford, a huge crowd in downtown Sanford for all those small businesses, which is great.
We did it for Indoland. Yeah, we went around the downtown area and shopped a little bit and checked out stores, and it's good. That's a nice balance, you know. Even though some of those stores probably benefited from Black Friday too, but
sure,
it's nice. I bet you it was around 2008, around that. There's a lot of things changed after the recession and all those things. Even marketing, all that stuff changed around then.
Yeah, some of these things kind of slowly creep up on you, and it's like, oh, it's been around for a couple of years. So that's today. It's Giving Tuesday. So anyway, you feel like giving or doing something nice, that'd be cool. Also, today is National Meth Awareness Day.
I'm aware of meth.
That's sort of a weird thing, isn't it? It's National Meth Awareness Day. Is meth still a big problem? I know it was. It seemed like it was about 5 years ago.
What are you talking about?
That's just when Breaking Bad ended.
Yeah, look at our Florida Dum Dum map. A bunch of those stories are meth stories here in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, good point.
And then they're saying here that the Giving Tuesday started in 2012.
There you go. Oh, okay. So it hasn't been around that long. No. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, that's good. That's good to know. So it is Giving Tuesday. I was talking yesterday a little bit about going our plans to go to New York on Christmas Day, and I'm a little worried with this new variant an uptick in COVID cases and stuff. It's like, man, I hope it doesn't cancel our trip. I mean, I think I'll be okay because I've had COVID and I've got the antibodies or whatever, and I'm going to get my booster shot. I'm going to get a booster shot and a flu shot together. You can do those at the same time, by the way, and they're suggesting that you do that. I'm going to get my booster shot. I'm thinking I'm going to be okay. I'm just worried about my mom, you know, but she's going to get her booster shot. I guess there has not been. What's the new variant called again? It's Omicron. Yeah. They haven't detected it in the U.S. as of yet, but they think, you know, it probably will show up at some point.
I know some people are like upset, like, oh, here we go again. It's like, okay, this is what it does. This is what viruses do. I actually marvel at it. I look at it, I'm like, damn. So now we're at the point. Well, we can
way
just
to bring up Marvel again every time, man.
You know, wouldn't you? you can detect it at the moment they start seeing it. That is amazing. We're going to need that in the future. We're going to all just like remember, like we started getting used to hurricane warnings. Then we started getting used to, unfortunately, terrorist acts. You know, the code, the blue. And this is something we have to get used to in this gigantic world filled with people that are in every area of the world with some people with good intentions, some governments with bad intentions, all that. Get used to it, you know?
Yeah, and then some, some places in the world, they don't have any vaccination at all, and it mutates and gets worse, and then it spreads to everybody else. But yeah, so I'm going to get my booster, I think, tomorrow with a flu shot, and I'm going to try to tell my mom into getting her booster so she's okay. Because I really want to do this trip to New York, but I've already, you know, told myself, listen, if it gets too crazy and it gets too bad and we have to cancel,
What's your bar? Where do you...
If they start shutting things down again in New York, I mean, that's probably my bar, and I doubt they're going to do that. That's probably the bar. You know, if they start shutting stuff down again, you know.
I mean, it'd be kind of sadly coincidental, I guess, because at this time last year it was pretty shut down. I was in New York, and it was pretty shut down, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, when you were filming Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Hawkeye.
All the people texting want to argue about Batman versus Iron Man, which is which is funny. We don't want to argue about
Iron others. Man could take on Thanos and not take on Batman.
Come on, man. I'm just saying, one-on-one fight. I mean, I'm just going by what the experts say, man. That's all.
That might all be good and well, and that's a cute argument to have, Russ. But in real life, in the world that we live in our universe, Marvel has waxed the floor with DC.
In the movies.
No. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Better movies, but not in the comic book.
If that's where you want to go, but in our universe, in our reality,
they're killing them.
Marvel has waxed the floor with them time and time again.
Well, yeah, movie wise for sure. Yeah, which is so sad. I don't know why they can't get it together. They got these great characters, and they don't have the right people to bring into life. You know, though they did with Joker. Joker won an Oscar. I mean, so they did pretty well, but.
Yeah, DC has great films, and it's just they don't have, like, you know how, like, the Avengers say, we have a Hulk? Like, Marvel, we have a Feige. We have a Kevin Feige. And
right.
There's a mind behind all that connects all of that, and DC just doesn't have that.
They don't have that. Yeah. They got some great characters, but they can't get it together for whatever reason. But look, I was watching the Marvel movie yesterday, and going, dang, these are good. I mean, Ultron's a really good movie.
It's a great film, and that was the ones, you know, as I went along and watched them, and I would enjoy some or whatever, but I even went back on my Twitter, because I was like, when did I really, and it was those Avengers ones that cemented it, and I was like, because, like, I was watching them again, I'm like, Brolin deserved an Oscar. I know it's not Ultron, it's Endgame, but I'm like, Josh Brolin deserved an Oscar for that role. Like, playing Thanos and sucking and performing all that, and I even wrote that in the tweet, like, Brolin deserves an Oscar. I think it's sad when I hear the directors that I love, kind of belittle it without really experiencing it. And I think that's something that would serve them right.
A lot of them are dogging any kind of comic book movie, and they're boring. And I'm like, obviously they haven't, maybe, I don't know, maybe they have watched them, and to them it just is not. It's not good, but I saw some director the other day, like, obviously these stories aren't that great. They're just comic books brought to life. They're like really dogging. I forget which it was.
David Lynch or Fincher, one of those just released the movie with Ben Affleck and
Ridley Scott.
That's who it was.
And he blamed millennials for that movie tanking. Yeah. And the point is, no one asked Ridley. It's like, hey, nobody was asking for a period piece with Ben Affleck nobody was asking for that.
Nobody.
You know what I mean?
Like, so, I love them individually, but when you see Ben Affleck with a little bowl cut pretending to be a king, I'm like, look, man, I can only take you so far. You're Batman. You can't be King Willy whatever, okay? It was bizarre to see. It was really weird to see, like, and I know that they worked on it forever, and it's probably awesome. Like, it's Ridley Scott is awesome.
By the way, the Rock now is saying that Red Notice is by far the biggest movie in history, bigger than any Marvel movie.
What?
This guy's ego.
He drew the line there. That was it.
Yeah. The Rock says Red Notice is the biggest movie ever. More people have seen that, he's saying, because it's doing so well on Netflix. And people can see it if you got Netflix here for free. But he's saying it's bigger than any Marvel movie. See, his ego just kills me. I mean, and that's coming from me. that's pretty bad. But I couldn't even watch all of Red Notice
because
I was like, I couldn't watch it all. No, I didn't.
It's just you, dude. You sit through some horrible.
It's really weird the lines that you draw with things that, oh, I can't watch this.
I know. Yeah. I think I was just mad at The Rock again, and I'm like,
that's
turn
it.
Him off.
That's it.
Yeah,
and that's a weird pivot that you've done with The Rock, and like you've been personally offended by him because he's doing all the things that you would do.
Yeah, he's your Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I got that. I got that. I got a compliment like Angel has gave me from my wife about Toby Keith. I said something about Toby Keith, and she's like, "Oh, he's just so cheesy." And I said, "Oh, I like him." And he goes, "Well, you're a lot like him, honey." And I'm like, was that a compliment? Wait a minute, you just called him cheesy. What? Hey, we're going to do some trivia when we come back. Your chance to win some stuff. All you got to do is get on the line, 407-916-1041. If you win, you're king or queen for the day, so good luck. You're listening to the Match of the Morning.
I like the way you clap your hands.
Visual aids available at realradio.fm.
Triple R segment at 7 is brought to you by my friends at MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. That's MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. Mike is his name. I call him Mike the Home Builder. Great guy. Knows everything about building a house, repairing a home. He does all any kind of home repairs I need done. He'll do it for me. He does a great job. MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. If you have a leak in your roof, he can patch that leak. If you need an entire new roof, he can do that as well. Replacement windows, he does that. It saves you a lot of money on your energy bill, and any other thing you need done around the house, he does it. It's MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. Ask for Mike. He's a fourth-generation contractor, and he does a great job. What's up, y'all? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Carlos and Ryan and Angel here today. We'll do a little trivia. It's your chance to win some stuff. I've been making... It's in December, I make the trivia questions easier, you know, much easier. Mm. So... You get on the line, you're probably going to win. Now I thought the one yesterday was easy, and it took a while to get it. So, you know.
We got it right off the bat, Russ. Your trivia question was just FUBAR.
Okay, it could have been that. But this one there's no debate about, I don't believe. Today's is no debate.
Oh, is it Batman can beat up Iron Man, true or false?
Hey, if you look it up, they've already done a one-on-one battle to the death, and Batman won. But anyway, I did have a trivia question, and I'm like, this one could be taken a couple different ways, so I threw it out. Because you know, I have to look for that, because you don't want people, you know, complaining about your trivia question, for God's sake. So yeah. Today's there's no debate, I don't believe. All right. So get on the line. 407
master debater.
407-916-1041. Remember, if you win, my favorite part of this is you get to plug and promote whatever you want. You get a free commercial on Real Radio, and I love to hear what you got to promote. And then you'll get one of the prizes in the prize pinata. Let's see what Angel has for us today.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. They are Central Florida's trusted source for local and long-distance moving services. From packing to delivery, Cento Moving is fully licensed and insured to provide you a seamless moving experience, get you into your new place, your new business in no time if you're moving your residence or you're moving your business. They can handle that. Get a quote today at CentoMoving.com. That is CentoMoving.com. Cento Family Moving and Storage. Forget the stress and move with the best. In today's prize pinata, Russ, we have, you've heard the promotion, you've heard the commercials, and now we're one of the shows that are doing this.
What?
Giving away a pair of tickets to see the Eagles Hotel California 2022 tour February 24th at the Amway Center. Tickets go on sale Friday, December the 3rd, so you can win it before you can buy them with us today.
Now, that was the question that I threw out, and I'll tell you why. Because on this day, and I forget what year it was, but on this day, Thriller came out, and it said Thriller is still the second highest, most sold album of all time. And then I went to look it up, and everywhere I went, it said that that Thriller was number one. Thriller was number one. And then I found one article that said the most selling record of all time is Eagles, the best of the Eagles, and that's the best selling record. So record and album, I guess there's a bit of a difference. But yeah, the best of the Eagles has sold more than any other album ever. I knew people would argue about that, but man, if you've never seen the Eagles live, They're amazing. They sound, it sounds just like, you know, the record. They note for note, they sound great. And now Vince Gill does the Glenn Frey parts, and he is awesome. So that's pretty cool. It's going to be at Amway?
It is at the Amway. Tickets, like I said, go on sale December the 3rd at 10 a.m. You want to definitely jump on there. You can purchase them there at the box office or through Ticketmaster.
Wow, we got tickets for the Eagles. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, and that again, that show is... I thought I had a concert date here.
Yeah, they just announced it.
February the 24th. Yeah, okay, good.
February 24th, yeah. They just went on sale, and they only picked certain cities. There's not a whole lot of cities on this tour, so Orlando was one of them. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, we also have a pair of tickets, or tickets to Magic of Lights returns to Daytona International Speedway to celebrate the most cherished season of the year. We have your ticket for free. See the dazzling holiday light show featuring the dinosaurs, all new prehistoric Christmas. We got Bigfoot monster trucks displays. We got all kinds of stuff, and it's running from November the 19th through January the 1st. A portion of the proceeds benefit Advent Health Foundation. This is at Daytona International Speedway, and you get down there, and then you go down that the front building, down the front stretch underneath that, and they have all the Christmas lights that you could possibly imagine. It's a pretty awesome experience.
Christmas dinosaurs. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, they got, it's all kinds of stuff they got going on there. We also have a pair of tickets to see The Matrix on December the 7th.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, this thing is packed today.
Yep. And that's going down December the 7th at AMC Altamont 18 at 7 p.m. For the first time ever, The Matrix comes to IMAX in theaters on December the 7th and 8th. You get your tickets now. See the film started the visionary filmmakers of the Wachowski sisters, starring Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss as Neo and Trinity. And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata, Russ.
All right, Angel, pick somebody you like on the line, because I know this a lot of great prizes there, and I have a feeling whoever you pick is going to win. The telephone number is 407-916-1041. That's pretty cool. That's a good bunch of prizes.
Real quick, also, just because I typically only have three prizes, but Russ, we also have a pair of tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and they're coming to the Amway Center for two shows Saturday, December the 18th. Tickets are on sale now at the box office and online at Ticketmaster. So we have four prizes. Russ, give me a number between 1 and 5.
Oh, I want you to pick someone you like.
These are all new guys.
Okay, I'm not going to pick a dud. Do they all talk? Do they talk loud? They sound excited?
Well, they talked enough to tell me what their name was and the city that they were calling from.
I mean, if they sound boring and dull, I'm going to just hang up with them. I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
To be excited. These are great prizes.
All right, let's go with Sean in Davenport.
All right, here we go, Sean.
Don't let me down, Sean.
Sean, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
You sound like you're up and ready to go, buddy. If you win, what prize do you want? We have so many great prizes there. Which one are you shooting for?
Okay, so I hope my mom's not listening right now, but I'm definitely getting her Eagle tickets for Christmas.
All right, Sean. Sean, I have a feeling there's no way you can't win, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Remember, if you don't get it right, do not be concerned. You've got three other people that can help you, and I know two of the three will know this answer. One won't have a clue, but so you got a chance, pretty good chance of winning. Are you ready, Sean?
Yes, I'm ready.
Sean, on this day, 27 years ago, in 1994, this man was shot 5 times while being robbed for $40,000 worth of jewelry outside of a New York City recording studio. Name the man.
Tupac.
Wow.
That was easy, right?
Oh, nice. Yeah, that was yeah. You can't dispute that.
Yeah, there you go. No.
Yeah, there's no argument on that one.
Well, okay, now listen. You got it right, Sean. You got to sound excited.
Sean. Good job, man. Right off the bat, like, yeah, Tupac. I mean, that's like common knowledge.
I was just watching a documentary about his death the other day, actually.
Well, perfect. Congratulations. You got the tickets for your, you said your mom?
Yes, for my mother.
All right. Well, very good. Well, congratulations. You're now King Sean. You get to plug and promote whatever you want. So hold on for a second, because I wanted to talk to you. Obviously, I picked this because Carlos is a big is a big Tupac fan, and go ahead and put him on hold for a second, Angel. And I remember when you first came on the show, you kept telling me, "Oh, he's not really dead. He's gonna come back. You know, he's not really dead."
Yeah.
And I think at the time you really believed that.
I wholeheartedly believe that. I mean, I was 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
When I first met you and got on the show. I'd done a persuasive speech in college, my one banger of a year in old Valencia Film School, to persuade people that he was alive. And it was the infancy of the internet. It was like anything you saw on the internet, you were like, well, somebody had to put this on this magical machine that shows pictures. And the guy kept releasing music and showing up in different places. I mean, that also
right.
Endless catalog, but. Yeah, that was really the beginning of the end for Pac when he got shot there. That really took him to a whole nother level of paranoia, and
he got dark.
Got dark for him. Yeah. He created some amazing
I didn't realize he was robbed of $40,000 worth of jewelry. Is that why he got shot? Was it they just robbed him, or was it some beef that he had?
Yeah, if you ask him, he thought it was a Biggie was involved or knew about it because it was a setup because they were in the same building recording. I don't think so. I guess there's some evidence that Puffy was supposed to take a hit out on Pac later on after all the drama. But I think Pac just, look, man, when you live by the gun, you die by the gun. And he put himself in a lot of crazy situations. Look at all these rappers that get killed today. They put themselves in tough situations. Pac was just on the cusp of getting out of that. And that
Why do you think that happens with that community and it doesn't happen in other, you know, other types of music? You don't see this happening with country or metal. And you would think the metal guys would be the ones that would be having guns and shooting each other up, but that doesn't happen.
I mean, it's the, you know, for the, a lot of those, you know, communities, especially, you know, the hoods and stuff like that, man, it's like playing basketball, you know, drugs. And being a rapper are three things that are idolized, and then the music is very connected to a certain community. It's very,
they'd be super supportive of each other. We're gonna take over the world. We're gonna take over all this other music, and we're all gonna be together and not shoot each other.
It depends where you come from. I mean, when you come from that kind of mentality, and you say there's not metal bands that exist. There are definitely hardcore bands that grow up in a just ridiculous environment, and they grow up in violent metal shows that happen, and like that people have been murdered. But like big like theatrical metal, sure, that's
right.
For nerds.
You're not trying to say that metal bands are shooting each other like rap stars are.
They absolutely are.
What's the last one you remember?
I'm trying to find the band here, but there's straight out of Ohio. What is their name? It's like one word. Damn it.
You're really searching. I mean, it's not like it's in the news all the time.
I know what you're saying. I mean, that's aggressive. Yeah. But yes. Who was it just recently? Young Dolph?
Young Dolph just the other day. Yeah.
Young Dolph got killed in Memphis in his hometown. I mean, and Russ, you say that, why don't these guys support each other and take over the music?
They do.
They have.
They have taken over the music.
So in spite of them.
Why is the violence happen, though? That's what I'm asking.
Envy. It's envy.
Yeah, for sure.
Straight up.
If you look at XXXTentacion, Juice WRLD killed himself by accident, I think. These younger guys. But you know, you're putting yourself in weird situations. Pac put himself in tough situations in a totally different time, to get back to, like, you know, your question or whatever. But
yeah.
And he was. He was a flashy guy, you know, and their hood. Look at Nipsey. Nipsey got shot and killed by a dude he helped get off the street. Right.
Hey, so this was 27 years ago. He was shot five times 27 years ago in 1994. How long did he live after that? Was it?
I think it was what, three more years?
Three or five, something like that.
Wow.
You can start the clock on this event here at this recording studio shooting. I think there's actually one of the documentaries that did that.
Oh, really?
They started here, and then you see all the things that happened and who he aligns himself with, and all the things that happen around him, and how, you know, like, he's cultivating this relationship with different gangs and stuff like that. And it's
it happens.
All right. Hey, when we come back, then we'll have King Sean on the line, and King Sean will tell us whatever is important to him. And don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Macho of the Morning. Radio. I've seen the Eagles like twice, man. They're really, really good in concert. Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings, Real Radio 104.1. Keep listening because we got some more of those tickets to give away for the rest of the week. So keep listening for that. What's up? I'm Russ Rollins along with Ryan and Angel and Carlos all here today. And on the line, we have the King. He's the winner of trivia. He got it himself. He didn't need any help. King Sean. What's up, Sean? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
All right, this is your time, man. Not only do you get the prize, but you get a free commercial on Real Radio. You get to plug whatever you want. What would you like to tell us about?
I don't know. I was kind of debating on different things, but shout out to my mom.
All right.
She, I don't know if she's listening. She might not be. She's working a contract at a hotel on I Drive doing like private catering and stuff. She did it for 35 years at a major hotel on I Drive. But when the pandemic started, they eliminated her whole department. So she lost her job after 35 years with a month of severance pay. And, she's honestly bounced back hard. Like she was doing it for 35 years. And
so she had a job for 35 years and they're going like, hey, we're going to give you a month of severance pay and good luck.
She was a catering manager at a major hotel on I Drive.
Now, when that happened for that month, was she depressed? Was she motivated to go find something else? Was she, was it a little bit of everything? Like, how was she for that month? Because that would freak most people out.
I think she was relieved, I guess you could say, because she's been doing it for 35 years and she's been wanting to try to move on to something else, but it was too hard until she was forced to. And now she's in school. She's almost done with her massage therapy school. She'll sit for her license in February. And she's also doing, like I said, she was doing that for 35 years. So there's people, like clients who want her specifically, whether right. she's working for that hotel or not. And she's worked 4 private jobs since, I want to say since last June on private catering gigs, getting paid herself. And she's starting her LLC soon to do the private catering and stuff like that. And she's almost done with the massage therapy. So she's a superhero to me, honestly.
So you love your mama. And nothing wrong with that. That's pretty cool, man. That's a good
that
little
happens, you know, like what I'm glad you kind of shared that, because people sit at their jobs unhappy for decades. And I'm not saying your mom was super unhappy, but they don't realize how talented and how much value they have to the marketplace, and they're scared of change. And then the change happens, and the boot happens, and you get fired, whether you're laid off because of corona or you're laid off because your boss is a jerk. Either way, it happens, and then most of the time you end up going, wow, that was the best thing that ever happened to me, because I grew from there. I became a different person. I learned. I experienced new things. Tell your mom congrats. That's a lot of people wouldn't have done that. They would have been little victims and been like, poor me, when the job market is better than it's ever been right now. So congrats to your mom.
Thank you. Yeah, she's definitely one of the strongest people I know. She helps me so much with my son. I'm a single parent, so of a 2-year-old. So she definitely
That's got to be tough. Does she help you out a lot?
Yeah, she definitely does. She's always got my back, so...
Yeah, being a single dad with a 2-year-old is tough, isn't it, buddy?
Yeah, it's not easy, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just to, you know, you don't have to get him to school yet, but I mean, you know, wow, do you have like a daycare, someone to take care of him when you're at work?
Yeah, I take him to daycare every morning and pick him up, get off of work, and same routine every day. I'm very thankful for the daycare. They're open at 6:00 in the morning, so if I ever need to go into work early and stuff like that, I can always bring them in, and they're really good people. They're really good with the kids and stuff like that. So
that's good, buddy. All right, Sean. Well, listen, you're the king for today, buddy. Appreciate you calling, and have a good time at that concert with your mom, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right, you're good. We can put him on hold. That's pretty cool. He gave a shout out to his mom. He has a lot of respect for her. That's awesome.
I love the texting service that is checking the man's stories. Like, how could you be catering again for 35 years? Man's nervous on the radio. Y'all need to calm down.
What's that now?
People are like checking this man's story. It's like, she's been doing it for 35 years, but she's doing catering again. Like, it's like the man's nervous. He probably just misspoke a little bit.
No, they said she's been doing it for 35 years. Now she's moving on to doing
it on her own.
Doing her own. That was the story.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. People are just the worst. This man's shouting out like, his mom.
You're right, right? It's like, the guy's like giving an honest, like, hey, my mom's done well. And somebody's sitting back like, wait a second, the math doesn't add up. You know, like, relax, the guy's on the radio.
Yeah, Jesus, you're not. It's Christ. Not a Law and Order episode you're trying to solve with our trivia everyday people. Calm it down.
Hey, so I was looking to see like what's getting hits and stuff on the website, and what's getting hits is the Carlos is on the new Marvel Studios poster, which I saw this yesterday. I didn't know if you put this together, Carlos, or if they just put it out. I thought because a lot on your Facebook and on your Instagram, you put a lot of pictures up, but this was an official put out by Marvel, right?
Oh, yeah. You check all their sites. I didn't make that. That's a real Marvel Studios poster with my mug on there. Yeah, man.
Did you know that? They're really leaning heavy on the tracksuit mafia. Are you surprised? Did you know this was going to come out?
No, I'm not surprised. I had to prove it. Yeah. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. It's like surreal. I could go on and on about it, but yeah. Yeah, it's going really well.
When did you know it was going to come out?
Weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So you knew it was coming. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know when it was going to come out, but I had to approve some stuff, and we did, like pretty big photo shoots for it, and the fans are really enjoying the Tracksuit Mafia, and this next episode on Wednesday. Once again, go watch on Disney Plus. You don't have Disney Plus? Go order it. It's going to be a nice big episode where a lot of craziness is going to happen. And so, yeah, they're kind of getting ahead of it. And it's super exciting. It's surreal to see Marvel Studios contacting me and putting this out. And yeah,
will they send you an actual poster? Will you actually get an actual paper poster that you can frame? Because I would want one.
Yeah, they sent me I was talking with their marketing department yesterday, and they're just super kind. We got a hashtag too. So if you hashtag Tracksuit Mafia, you'll see my little face like that, like on Twitter or wherever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're really going all in because people are enjoying it. And it's only 1 week old, but it's taking off. Ryan Holmes,
did they rushing up your face a little bit?
Rushing up your face.
So if you you can go to monsters.fm and you can see.
Yeah, you check it out.
You check it out and you tell me, listeners, but I'm looking at his face and I'm like, it's Carlos's fate, but they like judged it or something. I don't know if to make it scarier or something, but something's a little. Well,
my question was about the sideburns. I mean, were those sideburns there, or did they color those in?
No. I always had those sideburns when I was shooting.
You did?
Yeah. I had to keep it pretty thick when I had it there. I'm looking at the poster now. This shoot was a lot of fun, and if you look at the photos, other than them just like really putting some cool kind of thing on it, it's pretty dead on. I mean, I have originals.
There's more than three Tracksuit Mafia guys, right?
Well, you can't have a mafia with three people, Russ. That's just amigos.
Did you watch the show, Russ?
Yeah, I watch it. I mean, this is for the audience. But only you three guys are the three guys that they're showing, but there's a lot more of the mafia.
Yeah, so just like Sopranos, there's like capos and bosses, and they didn't show all of the Sopranos, goons. And we're the bosses.
There's implied goons.
Yeah. We're the capos, And then Ivan is our boss. He's our Tony. So
big guy in the middle.
Yeah. That's Alex Pavan. Alex, and he's just an amazing dude. And that's Piotr Adamczyk, and they're both like world class actors. And then you got my crazy ass there, and they're just awesome. They're like good people to be probably teamed up with for the rest of your life. Like if you're gonna have some, because I get a feeling it's one of those things that I'm gonna be 90 years old and somebody's gonna be like, look at me and go, bro, and I'm gonna be like, bro, like that. So it's a really cool thing, and these guys are just gentlemen, and I love being around them, and we were very happy yesterday. Yesterday was a crazy day. We stay in contact pretty much all the time just to kind of feel out what's going on with you, man. Okay, who are you talking to? Okay, I'm talking to this person. Do you want to do this? Should we? Yeah, so it's crazy.
So yesterday was when the poster came out?
Yeah, it came out, like, I think right after the show, because I started, my phone started blowing up. And I was like, do I owe money to somebody? And looked, and it was just in it was crazy because they tagged me on it, too. And, you know, they have 54, hundreds of millions of followers. And then you realize the world that it is when you start getting just, like, real crazy stuff quickly. Like a request from your cousin that you haven't talked to in 30 years. That you, different media outlets and different shows. And it's a bit overwhelming. And I can see why it, for a lot of people, it would take, like, a whole team of people. It's awesome, man. It's really cool. I've always wanted to be on a movie poster.
And if you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. It's at Monsters.fm. That's Monsters.fm, and it's the movie poster that Carlos is on. And they, you know, it's for Hawkeye, but they basically have the three members of the Tracksuit Mafia. And I'm trying to think for Loki or any of those others. I don't remember them ever doing that.
No.
You know, setting aside the villains and promoting them. Like I've never seen that before.
Me neither, dude. Like, that's the thing. Like, and obviously, and Ryan's a massive a fan of Marvel in general. And, you know, like, I'm watching this and as obviously taking it in as experiencing it. But, like, then there's this other viewer side of me that, like, is a fan of this that would be like, wow, well, this is cool, this Tracksuit Mafia thing. Like, because you're right, there wasn't any in Loki and Captain America or Winter Soldier had some pretty dark villains.
But they never made a point of showing them or anything.
No, that's why, honestly, dude, all of, like, yeah, did I see that? Yes, but a lot of this stuff is a surprise to me because they just have really, they do the research. They do, you know, a lot of studying. They're, like I always said about these films and Pixar films and not as much Star Wars, I guess, but they fine tune them. You know, they go in, they test them, they research them, they say what they like. They know what's going to happen. They were telling me what was going to happen at the premiere. They were like, you know, the producers and the directors and stuff, like, Carlos, hold on. Things about to get crazy. And I said, well, I'm about to go to Disneyland and it's crazy there. So, So I'm ready.
People are mentioning that they did have the alligator from Loki. The alligator did have a poster, which was cool. That's right. I forgot about that. But yeah, that's cool. You want to check it out? It's the poster. And it's at monster.fm. Then what else do you got up there, Ryan? You had something, them minions be sexy, man?
Minions be sexy, man. That's, look, man, I'm going full clickbait at this point, all right? So if you want to help support them monsters right now, go see Carlos's poster. Thank you. If they adjusted his face at all, which I'm thinking they did to make him look scarier.
Ryan, I just have a scary face, okay?
In the right lighting. Yes, look, you do. I will say that. But if you want to just give a middle finger to management, you can click on my post, which is just them minions be sexy, and it's a bunch of random sexy images of minions. Kind of a safe for work Rule 34 situation. So enjoy that as well.
All right, check it out. It's at monsters.fm. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Check out the shirt Angel has on today if you want to check us out on our YouTube channel, Red Radio Monsters on YouTube. That's our Monster Mythic Christmas shirts. They're available now, and a portion of the sales goes to our friends at the Coalition for the Homeless. We're doing our best to raise as much money as possible for the Coalition for the Homeless. Remember, December the 17th, that is the day that we're doing our big radiothon, and all the like $5 from every shirt, all that money is going towards the radiothon that day. And if you want to help us, say you don't have a whole lot of money but you still want to help out and you've got a talent, well, send us 2 minutes of talent on video and send it to Ryan Holmes, and we'll use those that day and we'll air a bunch of those. Hopefully your talent will help people to want to donate on December the 17th. So you can pick your shirts up now, get them today by going to monsters.fm. And I know that Merchandise Molly is ready to ship them out as soon as you order them, because they're all in stock now. And we'll get you got your shirt today, right, Angel?
Yeah, they were in here in the studio. Ryan's got his as well, and they're the high quality shirts that we've been using lately. So they're really soft and cuddly and nice, and they fit great. And it's a cool shirt, and it's a good cause, man.
Very good. All right, so we got
very
that
festive.
Going on. Hey, and while we're talking Marvel, there's Marvel news in the news today, and that is that Sony has said that they're going to do three more Spider-Man movies with Tom Holland in the MCU. So you know, we got the new Spider-Man movie coming out soon, No Way Home. It comes out, I think, Christmas Day. And past that, there's going to be three more Tom Holland Spider-Man movies. So that'll be 6, 7, 8. He's going to go down as Spider-Man for sure, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, being part of this now, watching it with the keen eye, he is by far the most popular. Iron Man, but Spider-Man, they shut down their systems when they tried to order the tickets the other night.
Yeah,
so people are freaking out over it, and I heard Kaufman was going to do a screening of it. I'm there, man. Endgame with Kaufman's screening was when we saw Endgame together. Remember? It feels like, not that long ago, but it actually was.
Different time we could be in a room with people.
Yeah.
So are you guys surprised that they're doing three more Spider-Man movies?
Absolutely not. That's the kid that's embodied that role the best out of all of them. And that's the one that's resonated with the fans. And do all of them that you can with him, because he's going to get older on you real quick. Well,
that's what I was going to say. If we're talking three more movies, that's, 10 years probably? So he's going
to
be...
No. They'll shoot him simultaneous. They're going to have to shoot some simultaneous... like they've done with Pirates, like they've done with some of these Lord of the Rings, because then he's going to get too old.
Yeah, you can't shoot this over 10 years, like Los is saying.
Don't you think we'll just kind of grow up with Spider-Man, will get older like he did in the comic books?
I don't know. How far does Spider-Man get in the comic book, like his age with Avengers? And Ryan, you're more the expert.
Well, I mean, there's a... Like when you watched Into the Spider-Verse, there's that old version of Peter Parker that was in that.
Yeah.
And he has to come from another universe and teach Miles Morales how to, you know, swing webs and stuff. So,
that's true.
There's also, I mean, there's Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different variations of that. And right now, that guy, Tom Holland, is getting ready to do another franchise movie series with Uncharted.
Yeah.
That could be multiple, because that is a video game platform that's incredibly popular globally. And there's like three or four of those. And if it does well, and he's with Wahlberg in that could be another franchise for him to do as well.
So do you think they'll put like a Spider-Man out like every year, or or every 2 years? So we're talking, so that's at least 6 years of Spider-Man.
Well, and then you got to remember the rest of the MCU, the whole universe is moving towards getting us the Fantastic Four. So how he's incorporated into this next wave of all of this is supremely important.
Yeah, so that kid, boy, he's set. He's set at least for, the next decade or so.
And
by all accounts,
the people that I've known, I haven't gotten a chance to meet him yet, but awesome. Awesome person, grounded. Like, if you're Spider-Man, imagine if you're Spider-Man.
Before the movie started, Carlos, and now it's kind of Iron Man is the main dude. Like, everybody loves Iron Man because of Robert Downey Jr. But before all that, really, Spider-Man was Marvel Comics.
No doubt.
The king. And I think Robert Downey Jr. helped for it to be a little bit more. Well, I say a little bit more. I mean, it's more Iron Man because, he's... I'm not gonna blow anything or who hasn't seen the movie, but he's like he is the superhero. But Spider-Man was really their Superman or their main thing. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and that was it's on Disney Plus as well, and it's the documentary by Peter Jackson, The Beatles Get Back, which I'm enjoying. I haven't had a chance to finish it yet, but Disney wanted to remove all of the swearing and all of the smoking in the whole thing, and Paul McCartney and Ringo said no, don't, you can't, if you're gonna do that, we're not gonna release it. They wanted to keep all that in, but they wanted to take all of that out and really kind of
Peter Jackson's the one that gets credited to going to bat to Disney with that and saying, hey, listen, what your ass, look at the way that they're cussing, using swear words. And he, basically said, hey, they're from this part of England. The way that they're talking, they're using these, foul language, but it's not in a derogatory or sexual kind of way. And yeah, he basically sent them a hot reel of the content of them talking and cussing. And see, so this is just kind of, even though they're swearing, they're doing it very proper.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at this point, I'm like, it's probably there's 6 hours. I'm probably 3 hours into it.
But they did put the warning in the beginning of it. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did notice
that. Yeah.
And Disney, like, you've never seen that on a Disney channel. And so
even though they curse, I would not call them vulgar, at all.
They were all gentlemen. I thought they were all classy dudes. Sure, they all had their individual quirks, for sure, but I thought they were all very classy. To shoot that much footage in a time when people had no idea what reality TV was. It wasn't even a thought yet. You know, it was a pure documentary. And when people thought of a documentary, it's like, hey, let's act natural. Let's not play to the camera. They weren't playing to the camera. You never saw them do that unless, I guess, it was right out in the open. And you're really seeing the greatest band ever break apart slowly, but not by some gigantic fracture like that we all thought.
They all have different points of view is what it was. Have you finished it yet?
No, I'm like sipping it like a fine wine. I've gone back actually. I've literally rewound several parts, and my wife's like, "You already watched that part." I'm like, "I just have to watch it again." It's watching Beethoven. I miss stuff, and
especially in this thing, because there's so many little inferences and things that we don't pick up on because they're the body language and because these guys know that they're breaking apart. Yeah. And they know, like, from us, our visual, we're like, oh, well, we see Yoko Ono there, but it doesn't seem like she's really, you got to watch their body language and the way that these are teenage guys. And then you brought the chick to your teenage guy party and everything's all different now. But the biggest thing, I think, and you could tell the difference between like when Jeff is here. To Jeff Kaufman still believes Yoko Ono is a villain in the story.
Right.
At the end of this, she is not. She is 100% vindicated.
I didn't agree with him yesterday.
No, no, no. But it's such a passionate thing, fandom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he's such a fan of the Beatles that for some people, there's no way that even seeing this and seeing how they were, that she is going to change that it's going to change that narrative in their heads, you know?
I'll tell you something that I realized yesterday, too, when we were talking about this with the texting service. Some people still mad as hell at John Lennon for his comment that he made about, we're bigger than Jesus. And if you go back and watch, he wasn't saying we were more important than Jesus. He wasn't saying that. He was just saying because what had happened was there was a report about how, younger people were not going to church anymore, and they're all going to the Beatle concert. And he was just making a statement of, man, we're more popular than Jesus right now. And that still pisses off some people so much.
It's been twisted.
He didn't mean it that way.
But over time, it's been twisted by conservative religion. And they use that sound, that piece of audio to be like, oh, look, rock and roll's the devil.
Yes.
To this day, they still use that. Meanwhile, it's a young man being irreverent. And at that moment, he's just reveling in his irreverentness and that he's in the coolest rock and roll band in the world. And he said, like, it's off the cuff. It wasn't an orchestrated thing.
And that's what I saw another documentary about the Beatles, and they were talking about why they stopped performing and they stopped having concerts and stuff. And the second tour in America, they were talking to Paul McCartney, and they said, why do you think, what's different about this tour? Because the difference is you guys are asking us really serious questions, and we're just a band. We're just a band, man.
We're just a band, mate. We don't know.
Like, you're asking us really serious questions. This is not fun. And it became not fun for them anymore. Yeah.
But you know what also gets lost in this? Or not, I shouldn't say gets lost, it gets highlighted, is their musical genius. They walk over
Paul McCartney, he was a genius,
every instrument, and they play every instrument. Oh, I guess I'll play the piano on this one. I'll do the drums on this one. Oh, here's the chord. They're writing this. That gets lost in this long documentary, I think, this intricate musicality that they all had and were all so good. And they could.
That's what I was saying yesterday. It's something that we like, have young people see this. Young people need to see this and see how bands work sometimes.
Yeah.
And see how that, you know, being able to play all these different things and what collaboration means and working with all that and being in that kind of space with other creatives. I think it's important for young people to see that. Cause I would say this, the thing that is frustrating about music today, there's not so much collaboration as it seems like as it was back in the day.
And
back in the day, you had to be collaborative. You had to bring all these different elements in. And nowadays, you can be a kid and it's not a diss to it, but you can be a young person in your room with your beat maker and you can make this amazing music and it's still amazing, but it lacks that rawness that you get from something like what these guys are creating.
Sure. What that documentary pointed out to me more than anything was that how, you know, Paul McCartney is a steady rock genius. And then you put in John Lennon and he puts in that spice. He puts in that thing that is just, you know, puts it over the top. You know what I'm saying? Like when, you know, like the songs that Paul McCartney was writing without John Lennon were great. And then you throw in John Lennon and it's over the top. You know, these songs are going to be remembered for eternity, more than likely, you know?
And I know we're going to finish the segment here, but did you hear what McCartney said? He goes, man, people are really going to say 50 years from now, they just broke up because one of the girlfriends was at the rehearsal.
Spin up the amp.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so weird to hear. Ryan, I know you haven't really watched this yet, but to hear McCartney.
It's like 50 years.
Predict the future. That we would still be questioning why they broke up, and he says it right there and puts it to bed, you know.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So anyway, that's out right now, and it's on Disney Plus, just like Hawkeye is on. And if you want to see the Hawkeye poster,
that's a guy at the flea market.
The Hawkeye poster is up right now. If you go to Monsters.fm, Carlos is on the main poster. It's super cool, so check it out at Monsters.fm. And that's where you order your T-shirts. And once again, it's you know, National Day of Giving, so help us out. Help us raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless and get your Monster Misfit T-shirt today. They'll ship them out to you ASAP. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
There's an easier way. It's called texting. 77031. Real mobile. It's real easy.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Final day of November. That's crazy, isn't it? It's Giving Tuesday and Meth Awareness Day. Just be aware that there is such a thing called meth. Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. And we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan all here on this little bit chilly Tuesday. And I've got some more like kind of like celebrity news stuff that I want to cover. Just a bunch of little silly stuff. One, and I know we covered this the other day, Angel, but I didn't hear about the cast of Facts of Life. I think you told us about the cast of
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes. Yeah. Now that's going to be this live thing that they're doing on ABC. It's December the 7th at 8:00. It's live on ABC, and then it's going to stream on Hulu afterwards. But so they got the cast of it's a new cast of Different Strokes, and they're going to do it live.
At the time, they hadn't announced the cast. Did they just drop the who's going to be in it?
Yeah, you got John Lithgow is going to be the dad, Mr. Drummond, remember, from Different Strokes, and then Kevin Hart and Damon Wayans. I think we had mentioned that before, but I mean, I got to just see that. Like, that's going to be great. And
yeah,
I guess
we knew that. I was with Facts of Life. They hadn't mentioned the cast yet.
Yeah, Facts of Life. They're going to have Jennifer Aniston is going to do Blair. Gabrielle Union is going to do Tootie. And then I don't know who's Catherine Hahn. Catherine Hahn is going to play Joe, and Allison Tolman is going to play Natalie. I don't know who those two actresses are. But Jennifer
Catherine
Aniston.
Catherine Hahn is Agatha from WandaVision.
Oh, right, 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 right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you got Jennifer Aniston, Gabrielle Union. So I think it's going to be really good. And of course, you know, Kevin Hart playing the part of. What's his name again? Willis. But what's Gary Coleman's name in it? It's let's see, what you talking about? Willis and
Albert.
Damn. Was it Albert? No, it wasn't Albert. No, I forget his name. But they says that Todd Bridges is also going to show up in Different Strokes, you know, like a guest star kind of a thing. But Ryan, did you say you watched the Kevin Hart show?
I did, true story, which I was like, oh, maybe it's, because I don't read descriptions. I was like, maybe there's a weird part of Kevin Hart's life, because it talks about, the description I went back and said, like, his brother gets him through a bad time in the streets of Philadelphia. And I was like, oh, maybe it's like Dane Cook and he's got a bad brother. Nope, that's not what it is. And
well, the way it starts out in that scene there's a scene that they do in an airplane. I'm like, okay, this is probably stuff that's happened to him. You remember the scene in the airplane? Oh my God, this is stuff that's happened to him.
Uncomfortable.
So Mary Ellen comes in.
It did happen to him. It did happen to him.
I figured it did.
Yeah. That was totally inspired by real events.
So Mary Ellen comes in, she goes, what is this? I goes, well, it's Kevin Hart, and he's playing a character, but I think these are things that really happened to him. And she's like, oh, and then it goes into that other scene, and it's like, oh, I don't think this really, we'd have heard about this if it happened. But it's
Wesley Snipes in it. Really good. I forgot about Wesley.
Man, we sleep on Wesley so much, and he's been he's had a bunch of really cool roles. Eddie Murphy put him in a movie last year as well, and it's good to see him coming back. And it's actually good to see Wesley like give it up props to the actor that got put in the new Blade movie and saying that this guy's going to crush it. So Wesley's been doing really well.
What's the worst thing
that Wesley Snipes did was he had some tax problems, right? It's not like
he was an ass. He was an ass.
He had a bid. He had a bad run. Where he was getting into some fights and public appearances and everything. And then he had the worst thing that can happen to you is to have that reputation that you're hard to work with, and that's why people start quit calling him. You know.
Yeah.
But. So, if you get a chance, I thought the show was pretty good. It's the number one thing on Netflix.
That's why I checked it out. Because I'm not the biggest Kevin Hart guy. Like, I respect his, definitely respect his hustle, and you guys have some really great stories about him. But I was like, number one on Netflix, this show. All right. I'm so glad I gave it a shot. It's such an interesting look into, because it was based on his life. So he's constantly, imagined surrounded by the people that are characters in that show. He's open about having joke writers. And I think the characters were, for the two episodes that I saw, were really well fleshed out, and I got who they were. But Billy Zane, man, that was great.
Speaking of comics that work hard for everything they've gotten, Pete Davidson is going to be he's replacing Carson Daly for the NBC New Year's Eve special night.
Yes. Oh, wow. What bizarre timeline are we in?
Pete Davidson and Miley Cyrus are replacing Carson Daly as host of the NBC New Year's Eve special this year. So
the only reason I'm saying wow is because I want the Pete Davidson that was doing the Triller event. If we got that Pete Davidson and he's being raw like he was in that thing,
was he doing?
He was just straight to the one boxer's face. He was kind of mocking him, and he was just kind of raw about the whole thing. So if we get an iota of that in a New Year's Eve broadcast, that might be fun.
To be fair, I'll definitely watch it now because the whole thing is on those things. They're supposed to be safe and they're supposed to be boring, and that's why I don't watch them. But if you bring Pete Davidson, that's
awesome. And
Miley
Cyrus. I mean, and listen.
Live? I'm in.
With his reputation, they'll be married by the end of the night.
Not after if he's rocking with who he's rocking with, he's going to look at this little skinny girl and be like, nah.
Oh yeah, he's with Kim Kardashian, and I guess Kanye or Ye, whatever he goes by, put out like a video where he's begging for Kim to come back.
I haven't seen or heard about this. Yeah. Oh, I kind of want to see it now.
Yeah, I totally want to see it now.
Begging her, and he's saying he was wrong, and he's just
he went to their mother and asked their mom to speak on his behalf to Kim and say, hey, listen, look, if you're going to go see this guy, that's all cool, but I don't want to, please don't post any PDAs with this guy
Kanye. Yeah. It's not your life anymore, buddy. You've effed it up because all you cared about was yourself. And that's what Kim was a great wife to him. Great mother. You know, like as far as we know, obviously. When you mess up something like that, somebody that was dedicated, she didn't cheat on him. She didn't go, you know, she wasn't
from
in the...
From all accounts, it's the other... Like, he's the one
around. Yeah. She was being trashy to her, and this is what you get. You get to watch the news and watch Pete Davidson, who obviously must have a gigantic wiener. Gigantic.
He got something, man.
Dude, gigantic here's the thing, how wiener. Crazy this is, though, and this is, like, talking about your circle and talking about the people that you have around you, and not you know, sometimes you don't realize that your replacement is right in the room with you.
There's a picture...
There's a picture of Pete Davidson hanging out with Kanye a year ago, and they're all sitting down, chilling and everything. A year later, he's banging your chick.
Oh, no, you're right, Angel. And on top of that, he went on a bunch of talk shows, talking about how surreal it was to be at the table with Kanye. A year later, you're not at the table. You're in the table. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're at the private table, if you know what I'm saying.
And Kanye is begging, please, please come back. Please don't do this.
It's a fully produced video, right? Like, he's like praying and there's like a chorus. Is it that one you're talking about?
Yep.
Oh, we got to see that one. That is so embarrassing. It's never worked, folks, in the history of time. In the history of time.
I've done it.
Exactly. Rush has done books. He's done songs. He's done videos. Oh, yeah. He's done newspapers. He's done planes where they write out the smoke and they write up, take me back. And it doesn't work.
Who was the other guy? He's on not The Voice, but that silly show where they put masks on and you sing.
The Mask.
Robin Thicke. Yeah.
Robin Thicke did a whole album begging his girl to come back.
Yep.
And that lady
moved on.
That's the one thing guys don't get. As men can be turned back. Like a woman comes back to us and they're like, look, and they show us a way, and they talk to us, and we're like, you know what? The way she put it and the way she threw it, I love you. And we go back, you know? Yeah. And a woman, the second they make that decision, it's a literal switch in their bodies. Like, and they're like, he is a scum. He is trash, and I don't want to be with him.
And he can beg all he wants, but he ain't getting it back.
I'm loving it. Every ounce, every word you uttered, Kanye, she's just shaking her head. And it's just digging you deeper into that hole. That's the irony. It's not digging you out of that hole. It's reminding you because you're even in your hat in hand apology. You had to produce it to be about you, you egotistical, narcissistic son of a bitch. Like, Jesus Christ, that's why she broke up with you. She made it a known on SNL that all you cared about was yourself, even though you have a bunch of kids and a beautiful family. Come on, man.
We all knew that about him, though. I mean, he makes that pretty clear. But
he has a chorus singing it. Oh, he has a chorus singing
his
apologies.
They're not singing the words. They're just kind of doing like a choral sound in the background.
This is what happens when you allow so many people into your trusted circle. Yep. When you allow to tell you how great you are, and then your inner circle, your final inner circle, should be between you and your partner, your loved one, your kids. That's the ultimate. And then you,
my ego has tendency to go back.
Did you see that sentence?
I can rewind that because that was a real mouthful of a sentence.
This is what Kanye is saying in this video. My ego has a tendency to go past the threshold of being motivated. No.
So he rationalized his own egotistical.
I'm really motivational, but sometimes my ego. There's a part where he starts begging her to come back, and it's really bad.
He did a whole album.
This is probably the first time I can say I feel bad for him.
Do you really? Well, I don't. He asked for this.
I'm not saying that I hope she goes back with him, but I feel bad for any dude, any dude, when they're at this point. And then, to Los's point.
You ever been at this point?
I think all of us have at some point in our lives, but this guy doesn't even have the wherewithal to keep it private.
No.
Like you're saying, Los, like he can't, he's talking about how his own ego gets in the way of being motivating. His own ego's getting in the way of his own apology.
This is exactly it. She's probably like, you know what? You wouldn't have you didn't have 5 minutes to talk to me in our own bedroom because you had to be in Idaho producing an album for Kid Cudi because you had to be designing a new hat for your fashion line. And now you do your apology on YouTube. Like, yeah. Come on, man. And I get it. She's Kim Kardashian.
To get hits.
Yeah. And I get it. She's Kim Kardashian. She's lived her whole life on TV. This is that they're in the same world. But if you break it down to a marriage, and what people want out of a marriage is to be heard and to be communicated with and to feel special, and they're very simple. And when you get all this S involved and you allow this much in your life, good luck making that last.
it's pretty bad. Can we post it, Ryan?
You want to post Kanye's prayer apology on the website?
Hey, man. Hey, listen, at least they'll know we're trying. Right now, the number one thing right now is Carlos is on the Marvel Studio poster.
Just let that live on there.
Check that. Take anything we can get, man.
No, because then, once again, it pushes other things out, and it bumps the algorithm for the millionth time, and it doesn't help anybody. It actually hurts everyone.
Unless you say actively on the air, like, hey, what are you guys doing right now? If you want to give a big middle finger to upper management right now, first of all, go click on Carlos's poster. It's an amazing poster. I love it. But if you want a middle finger management and get me my Doritos Christmas bonus, click on them minions, man. On them minions.
But once again, guys, once again, I just checked it, right? In the same station, the same person post a video of somebody dying to get the number one spot again. Impact video, the last minutes of the brother of a singer dying.
Oh, is that what that says?
It's just disgusting management. How much more murder, rape, porn do you have to be posting on the iHeart websites? Yeah, how much more do you have to do? Jesus Christ, it's insane. Every single one of this dude's posts is murder, porn, rape, beheadings. It's disgusting,
yeah,
man.
So go click a Marvel movie poster.
Look, you know what? Click on XL when they're doing their fun stuff about their blog. Click on the sports station that has their prediction for Dylan Gabriel. Click on there can be a fun, but man, do we not have a line when it comes to we shouldn't share murder porn, like rape porn?
Evidently, it's written in Spanish, so no one whose management knows what it says.
That's it, Russ. You're so right.
Because I didn't know what it was. I'm like, hey, what is it that's getting all the hits over there? I didn't know. I couldn't read it. I didn't
know. You think they're fun?
We got to take a break. You're listening to the Mosh of the Morning. Hey, get your Monster Misfit Christmas shirt today by going to monsters.fm. A portion of the sales goes to our friends at the Coalition for the Homeless. Oh, there it is. There's Ryan's. He's got his held up, and Angel has his on. I'll wear mine tomorrow. And it's our Christmas shirt, and I hope you love it. I think you will. Get it. And like I said, it's going to help out the Coalition for the Homeless. Hey, Angel, I was just listening to the commercial for the Eagles. Did they say, is Joe Walsh going to be on that tour too? Did they say, or did you catch that or not?
I did not catch. I think he's doing dates, I guess.
Oh, okay. With them. Okay. Yeah. Because I took Dirty Jim to go see the Eagles, and it was kind of the same tour where they did Hotel California, and then afterwards they do some of their greatest hits. And the guy that got the most love, let's say, got the most pop, got the most applause.
Joe Walsh is on this tour. That's
Joe Walsh. That guy, man, when he comes out, there's something electric about him, and he does a Rocky Mountain Breakdown or whatever songs that he does, and people go nuts. He's a great guitar player.
You know why he's beloved is that he's an everyman who became a rock star. But as his hardcore fan base.
Is he the Wonder Years theme song guy?
Is he what?
The Wonder Years theme song guy?
No, crazy. Joe Cocker.
Joe Walsh, but he went through his addictions and he went through all his things and it was really public about it. And he's been recovered for decades now. And he's been like very forthright and just genuine with his fan base. And that's why you see the outpouring of love for him.
They love that. Life's been good to me so far. And when he comes out, it's amazing. So that's going to be a great show. And we'll have tickets, I believe, all week to give away here on Real Radio 104.1. Talking about concert tours, this news came out yesterday. So Garth Brooks, tickets went on sale in Dublin. It's a stadium tour. So it's a stadium in Dublin where they play soccer and stuff. How many tickets do you think Garth Brooks sold in Dublin, Ireland? Now, you know, Ireland, you wouldn't think they're that big of fans of country music, but what do you think, Ryan? How many tickets do you think Garth Brooks sold in Dublin, Ireland?
100.
100 tickets, okay? What do you think, Carlos?
Do Irish people like country music?
Yeah, they love
Garth Brooks in particular, too, actually. He probably sold, what is it, like how they do these stadiums. He did several nights. I think, like, probably the Irish stadium. Did you say how many it holds, the seats?
I did not say how many it holds. But it's a stadium tour. It's in Dublin, Ireland. And and the tickets went on sale.
Week, 2 weeks. So it's probably
69,000?
Whatever.
Okay, what do you think?
Pick a 69.
Yeah, if he's doing a week run, he sold out every night.
It says here that Garth Brooks thought he'd be lucky to sell out two shows. Tickets went on sale. They did five shows, over 450,000 tickets.
Yeah.
Good. Almost a half a million people in Ireland to go see Garth Brooks.
Yeah. But he was struggling, man. He needed more money to buy brush fire to sit by a fire pit and stare longingly into the night. As we know, one of the greatest two episode documentaries in the world is Garth Brooks' documentary on his life on Netflix, where he cries a good portion of it.
He's very sensitive, man.
And we know why we get these wonderful songs like God's Unanswered Prayers and Friends in No Places, because he's a tough son of a
bitch.
He's
a goober.
No, don't you dare, Reinholds. Don't you dare.
Awesome. No, Garth Brooks is a goober. One of my favorite things in life is comedian Tom Segura has a podcast. It's called Your Mom's House Podcast. And Garth Brooks just recently started a live streaming sort of podcast as well.
Well, everybody's
so what Tom Segura has done is he's taken it upon himself to get his fan base to troll Garth Brooks relentlessly, including that their thing is like, we think Garth Brooks has killed people and has bodies buried under his like compound. So they have they comment in all the videos. So there'll be thousands of comments that are just like, "Where are the bodies, Garth? The family needs to know."
Oh,
it's just one of the funnier things in life to me. For me,
but you get mad if someone trolls you. But it's okay to troll poor old Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks deserves to be trolled. That documentary that came out where he's a big goober crybaby made me lose. Not that I had a ton of like respect. I didn't follow the guy before, but when I watched that and how intense and weird of a Tom Cruise kind of guy that Garth Brooks is, I was like, to be made fun of now.
He's a bit intense.
It's only punching up, Russ. He's one of the most successful people on the planet. You're allowed to punch up.
I guess. I will tell you guys something. It's just between me and you guys. I'm not telling anyone else.
I was going to go as Garth Brooks for Halloween.
No. I could probably pass as Garth, but Fat Garth.
Garth Brooks.
I've had several opportunities to book interviews with Toby Keith. But I know you guys.
No, we need to do that.
No, I like Toby Keith, and I'm not going to put Toby in the situation for you to say crappy things to him. And I've learned that a lot of times, if you like someone, if you're a celebrity, if you're a fan of somebody, a lot of times it's good not to actually talk to them.
Don't meet your heroes.
Yeah, don't meet your heroes. And I've seen Toby Keith in other interviews, and I have met him twice, and he's a very quiet guy. He's not really a great interview. And so I have passed on the Toby Keith interview.
We talked to Brian Callen, but we can't talk to Toby Keith?
Who?
Exactly.
Brian
you don't
Callen.
Even remember with the comedian How we talked
it?
To last
How
week.
How was Brian's interview?
Oh, good. He's really, really ear-raped the audience.
They didn't like him.
Nah, he was all right until until he thought we were getting at his boy, and then
Rogan.
Not even Rogan.
Jim Brewer.
He thought Ryan was getting at Jim Brewer, and he wasn't.
Well, Ryan was.
He wasn't. He was asking a legitimate question about why the
What'd you ask?
Basically, the context of why the right ain't funny.
Yes.
Mm.
And he got it as his buddy, so he defended his buddy. And
but to his own admission, you go back and listen to it, he's like, I don't know what
he's been going through some stuff.
Yeah, and he goes, he said that, and he goes, I don't know what he's been doing. He wasn't familiar that Brewer had been on Tucker Carlson's broadcast. Didn't know anything about that. All he knew was, well, the last time he was on my podcast, he slated and that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
They're all kind of like weirdly living under Rogan's shadow.
100%
Segura and Brian.
That's an odd thing, isn't it?
It is, and I like them all individually. Theo Vaughn, but he's kind of co-signed for all of them. So where the way Rogan goes, they go.
Yeah, that's why like Theo Vaughn did his special in Nashville and not on purpose. You know, like they're going for that audience, and those guys are at least funny. But my comment was, being that Brian Callen himself is going more towards the right, I was like, why is right side comedy not as good?
Yeah.
And so it was a legitimate question. Now I've got real questions for Toby Keith as well.
All those guys are doing it. Chris Aaliyah is doing it now, too. You know, on his way
back. You get in trouble, you go to the right now. That's what happens.
There it is. Wow. I was trying to figure that out. That's a really the whole Kyle Rittenhouse thing. Like, you know, you would think somebody who shot somebody, you'd be running away from them. And then you got people lining up to take pictures with this guy like he's some prize cow. And whatever, he got off and they went through the case, and that's what it is. It is what it is. You got to respect the verdict. But to run in, it's a weird world out there, man. I never thought about that. They all have gotten basically in trouble for lying or perpetuating falsehoods or you know, lying.
Or just being bad people. Or just what Chris Aaliyah did, you know?
Yeah. And then the worst is the claiming they're in the middle. That's the biggest fakeness to me. Mm. Be who you are. You know,
or that they're victims.
They're victims. They're the ones that are millionaire white males.
They're being canceled. They're being victimized. They're being all these things. Meanwhile,
they're making millions and they have millions of followers. They have their own fan base. They don't have to go do anything.
They don't have to answer to any corporation.
They're living the dream. I've met a lot of these guys, and they have what.
But part of the trick is to pretend like you're the downtrodden, to pretend like you're the one that. And I know a lot of
people. Chappelle's doing it.
You're right.
Chappelle is trying to convince people that he's been canceled. Meanwhile, his show has been sold out everywhere.
Can identify with that, so it makes you beloved too. So and there are radio guys that do that as a trick.
Yeah, but when you say people can identify that, what do you mean? Like regular people? Because even in my circle of people that I know, I don't know any of those people have been canceled. I don't know, I don't know anyone that's.
I know, but for them to complain about it or to say, poor me, there are people that love them that will be on their side because, oh man, look at how he was treated. That guy.
It's a PC thing. You're right. Yeah. It's like an overall PC thing that there's one side that thinks that they're so. I live my life. I write a whole song about screw you because I'm on the right and I'm right, you know? No. And it's a PC thing that they're against. And once you think you're, you know, you can't live in this PC world, you go there. Dennis Miller did it a long time ago. And you're right. I think that's what it is. You get in trouble because guess what? Liberals like me get mad at you if you say stupid stuff. I just don't fall, you know, lock and step. And you get annoyed. That's interesting.
I totally agree. Cancel culture's over. You know who's up for a Grammy for their comedy album?
Who's that?
Louis C.K.
Oh, really?
Louis C.K.
No one's really canceled.
But that was the thing. He was one of the heroes of cancel culture and how, you know, they got rid of him. Yeah, you're right. If he didn't murder anybody. Now, he did some stupid stuff. He used his power a little bit more than maybe he should have. But other than that, shouldn't he be able to come back and do stuff? I'm not somebody who's trying to cancel somebody over some stupid mistakes, unless you did some heinous stuff, you know, and then you get a headline on one of those stations.
But these guys that rail against it, like your Jim Brewer, he's got his audience. He's got a Twitter following, hundreds of thousands of people. He's not beholden to any corporation to get that paycheck. Comedy clubs are still having him in. None of these dudes are canceled. Cancel culture's a lie. Stop whining about it.
And you leave Toby Keith alone. All right, It's time for Carlos to take you to the top. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
like that. You want to try that? It's like a flashback. So shake your ass.
Attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Hey, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning, Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Ryan, and now it's time for Carlos to take you to the top.
Let's go. Hey, cookie, good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Hank. That was like a quadruplet honk because I'm in a wonderful mood on this fine Tuesday. It's a little crisp in the air. Santa's getting ready for his little boys and girls. He's looking over the list, checking it twice because he doesn't prepare the toys like, you know, Christmas Eve, like we wrap presents. No, he starts getting the toys and the gifts and everything ready. About 31 days out. No, actually, I think it's an all-year gig, right?
I think he's doing it all year. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm assuming
it's a big plan. It's a big planet, you know?
I mean, if the Macy's Day Parade is a year-long thing, because they say it over and over, like, we start planning for the Macy's Day Parade the very next day.
Yeah, it's like Halloween Horror Nights.
Exactly. So, yeah.
There's no way that the Macy's Day Parade takes a year to plan.
Oh my God, I'm sure. Dude, it does,
I'm sure the first one did, but after that, sort of on autopilot. After that,
you don't understand. You've just opened up a can of worms. Russ and Carlos are very particular about parades and the knowledge and the design and what the thought process. There was a parade in Orlando a few years ago, and these two ran it down so badly on the radio that they haven't done the parade.
They shut it down.
Because the people holding the floats, they didn't have matching shirts on. It looked like trash.
I agree with you.
Well, maybe they had a year to plan. They could have got shirts. I don't know.
They did have a year to plan, and they didn't do it.
Because we've been a part of some unbelievable parades. Like parades, people screaming, beads, women, men.
That was fun. That was the St. Patrick's Day parade that we used to do. It wasn't iHeart at the time. It was Clear Channel. And man, that was a lot of fun. Thousands of people downtown. But
this weekend here in DeLand, and for those who don't know, I live in DeLand now. I don't live in Orlando. Orlando's a little too hustle and bustle for me, is that what we call it here in DeLand. I like it to be a little slower, and things are a little slower here in DeLand, and that seems to be the number one phrase. Two phrases when I meet DeLandites.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is like, don't you think things are a little slower here in DeLand? I'm like, yes, they are. And the other one is a subtle Navarro for mayor, Carlos for mayor. The groundswell is slowly swelling, like a slow agitation of the skin. It's swelling slowly. Yeah. And pretty soon, in the next 2 to 8 years, I may run for mayor. But that is neither here nor there. The Christmas parade this weekend. So right down the street from my house. Like I literally walk down the street and it goes by. And I'm excited about it. It's going to be fun. Parade.
You have a float? You could have a float in the parade and say, vote for Carlos.
Vote for
you know?
Carlos.
Yeah, it could be like, one of those pedal bikes, right? And your wife could be doing the pedaling. Okay. You're sitting in the back waving with the kids.
Hello, everybody. It's me, your hometown mayoral candidate, Carlos Navarro. And I'm here for your votes. Who wants sidewalks on every street? Who wants to get rid of these pesky ants and mosquitoes? And who wants to take over Sanford in the greatest war that DeLand has ever fought?
That's where you go too far. You're almost doing good, and then it's the takeover of
I'm Sammy Sanford, and I'm here.
Sammy Sanford, welcome. I'm Danny DeLand.
How's it going? And I would like to say, Danny DeLand, I'm just going to show a quick video and ask, is this you beating up one of the Avengers?
Oh, my God. look, folks.
He can't control his temper. Look at him with his baseball bat.
That's a weird filter, Ryan. It looks just like you. Sammy Sanford.
Throwing up Molotov cocktails at a young
woman.
That
may or may not be me.
He shoots fish.
Do you have a fishing lesson, sir? I don't know.
They could make a horrendous, horrendous ad about me.
Yes.
showing me.
Get on it, Ryan. There you go. We should do that. We should do
you
that.
Know what? I will have that done by my segment.
If you do a chemical.
Don't vote Navarro.
Don't
this is
vote
why.
Navarro. Well, that'd be fun. I would get a laugh. Listen, life is weird. Life is weird. All things connect, folks. I really feel that way. Every little step of the way, the good and the bad, they all kind of weirdly connect. But you have to pay attention to it. You got to pay attention to it. And this was a fun little thing that happened at the Hawkeye premiere last week or on the 17th. Okay, and I didn't notice it until the other day. And they give you these passes, okay, for the premiere. And it says, like, Hawkeye launch event. They have seat numbers. And I hadn't noticed it because I was excited that night. They just gave me things. Okay, where do I go sit down? Okay, look at me. Okay. And it wasn't until I got back and I looked back and I was sitting there. I look and I go, huh. And some people go, oh, big deal. What are the chances? But there's hundreds of seats in this place. And what seat did I get? 104.
Whoa!
Come on, man.
That's pretty spooky.
Come on, man. Like, there's nobody there knows I work for a radio. Nobody. It wasn't like Marvel was like, you know what'd be cool? Let's get Carlos the 104 seat. Like, they weren't doing that. And that's the fun part of life is finding those little hidden things. And we all have them. They don't have to be this. They can be.
So is that
whatever.
A coincidence? Is that a quinky dink? Is that a coincidence, or you think that's some sort of a sign?
I think it's serendipitous. Is serendipitous like more like fun irony, love irony?
No, serendipity is you find it. You luckily come upon something.
I thought it was love, no?
Yeah,
no.
I knew. I mean, we're all thinking of the movie.
Yeah,
like,
you're not looking for it.
That's what I'm thinking of. Like, I'm thinking of the movie Serendipity. Yeah.
Serendipity exactly is something you stumble into.
Okay, oh. Yeah, I didn't stumble into, but that's just I don't know, just a little fun thing to notice. And yeah, go to monsters.fm. Check out the. Yesterday was a crazy day, man. We did the show just like any other show. Get done with the show. About to make my sandwich that I make for lunch every day: turkey, Swiss cheese. Pickle, little bit of mayo, toasted. It's delicious. And then I go about my day. My phone starts to explode. I was like, what the F is going on? I click on it, and yeah, Marvel Studios, on all of their social media, on their Avengers page, on their Hawkeye page, shared the poster with my mug on it and my boys, Piotr and Alex, as the Tracksuit Mafia. And I got to tell you, it was just like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I've never been on a movie poster. You know how many stupid independent movies I've been in that I was like, you couldn't put me on one of those posters?
You know, right. Like, you know, because, you know, a Casadega, I could have been the star.
I could have been on that poster, you know? And I loved every one of them. And even when I got into any still, but to make it on a Marvel Studio poster, it was people were hitting me up. That is a really weird introduction when they tag you on something that has hundreds of millions of followers. And the messages that you get immediately, and the cousins and the family members and people from other countries, and it's pretty insane. You can see the poster I'm talking about. It's on monsters.fm. Go click on that or click on any one of ours that we have up there, other than just the trash that this other radio station continually puts up. I'd much rather you check that out. Last but not least, you ready?
How do we get all those people to click on our website?
Well, there it's in Spanish. We'd have to start speaking Spanish, Russ.
No. I mean, you're from yours, because you said you had it's on.
They find me and they see my stuff and they follow all the other stuff I do. You know, that's how it all works.
Well, we need to somehow put monsters on that so they click on that too.
On the Marvel page, on the Marvel poster.
No one, as they're finding you, do you have monsters?
Yeah, it says monsters. Yeah. I said that stuff. Yeah, check it out on monsters.fm. And look, I do know one thing, today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
All right, so I think we're going to talk to Detective Barb, right, Angel? Okay, yeah. She was going to the airport. Didn't know if we're going to be able to talk to her, but we got Detective Barb. When we come back, we'll find out how. Oh, she's got something to tell us about the Christmas tree sales, and it's a pretty cool little surprise. So we got that coming next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
We'll be right back. 10th caller and you didn't win the prize you wanted from your favorite radio station,
boo friggin' who.
There's still a way for you to win. RealRadio.fm keyword contest. Somebody's got to win. Might as well be you.
Our Wednesday at Monsters.fm. If you want to get the new Monster Misfit t-shirt, the Christmas shirt, they're available now at Monsters.fm. And they're going to also send you a little prize when you get your t-shirt. And a portion of that goes to the Coalition for the Homeless to help raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. December 17th, we're doing a big fundraising event for them. And help us out. If you've got 2 minutes of talent, you can videotape that. Send it to Ryan Holmes, and we'll play it that day. And hopefully all the talent we have on that day will get a lot of attention, and we will raise a lot of money for the Coalition for the Homeless. Welcome back. I'm Russ, along with Carlos and Angel and Ryan Holmes. And Detective Barb is with us. I guess, are you getting ready to go on a trip, Barb?
I am flying to D.C. at noon today.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Well, how did everything go with the Christmas tree sales?
Well, officially last night, I could hardly stand up, but everything went great. We got rid of everything. I cannot believe the size of these trees and the weight of these trees this year. They had so much moisture in them, so they were very healthy.
How many altogether? Like, how many trees do you have altogether? And by the way, she was selling trees for Crime Line. And for those that are new, Crime Line, 1-800-423-TIPS. If you know someone that, you saw them on the news robbing a bank or, hit and run or whatever, you call 1-800-423-TIPS. It's completely anonymous, and you're eligible for a cash reward. And they've been doing this for over 45 years or so. And so you do a fundraiser every year. This was your fundraiser selling Christmas trees. How many Christmas trees did you have all together?
About between 220, 225. I lost count at 200. Anyway, I got sent a picture yesterday of our largest tree on the lot. And it is in this absolutely gorgeous home. That's the regular tree. But I'm going to try and post this picture of this tree that's been decorated, and it's, you look at it and you're like, oh, that's fake. No, that's not fake. It's one of the trees that came off our lawn. Angel came out. Are you happy with what you got, Angel?
Oh my gosh, the tree is absolutely beautiful. And then what's always awesome about Crime Line and their tree lot is that Detective Barb makes it a point to have smaller trees. And so the girls, we started this tradition last year going out there. We've got them their own little small trees for their rooms as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they decorate their own little tree in the room, and then we got the big tree in the living room. And you're right, Barb. These are beautiful trees. It's awesome when you bring a live tree into the house. In our case, three trees, because you got the smell of pine, and it adds to the Christmas kind of feeling. So it's really cool.
Hey, Barb, what do you say to this? I had, it was just one person, and there's always one, had one person send me this long, damning email about how horrible I am to promote, selling, real Christmas trees because it's bad for the environment and it's terrible to the environment, and you should have a fake tree. Mm. And I can't believe you're promoting this. What is your response to that?
Double bird.
Okay. Yeah, well, pretty close, because here to that person, ask that person how long it takes that fake tree to decomp in a dump once you get mad at it. It's over 20 friggin' years, fool.
Yeah.
You should be using real trees. They decomp and we grow more. What is wrong with that person?
Yeah. You just shut down that debate in 2 seconds. Bravo.
Wow, Barb just did a hate to tell you.
Dang. Is Barb also live wire here?
Yeah, wow. threw the fool in there for a little extra spice.
Dang. Hot take,
Detective Barb.
Like, sipping her coffee wasn't even like, listen, she's like, set it down for a second. Bravo, mm-hmm. Barb. I didn't even
answer the person. I mean, it's just, I get stuff like that all the time. Someone's got to be mad about something, but just really convinced that real trees were chopping down all these trees is bad for the environment, and the squirrels are displaced.
F the squirrels.
The birds.
Yeah.
And the F birds the squirrels.
Tree rats.
Yeah, F the squirrels. There's too many squirrels. They live a life of luxury. They're eating everything. They have superpower abilities. They jump. They run. Screw the squirrels.
Yep.
We need live trees too.
So what does this guy think we're doing, going in and raiding the forest? These people are tree farmers.
Like Vikings with axes.
They know how to move their... I just want
it was a woman. It was a woman.
These broads don't know Christmas.
It was a PETA person, but anyway. you sold all the trees. Any other news you wanted to give us?
I know what you're talking about, and I don't think we can at this point.
Gotcha.
We'll be able to. I'm going to have a conversation. I think next week we're going to be able to have a conversation about that. Here's what I want to say to all the people. Again this year, our listeners, your listeners, drove from crazy places to come out and help, buy a tree from us. So how many tree lots did they drive by to get to us? I can promise you at least a half a dozen, if not more. The other people we'd like to give a shout out to are Bimbo Bakeries. They're obviously one of our huge sponsors through all the things that we do. The Taylor family, who's in the rental business of, bounce houses and all that stuff. We all know how I feel about those. But they did. I shut down the bounce house idea, but they came out and we had cotton candy out there and popcorn, and they were fantastic. They gave on their own time, their own product and stuff, and were out there.
So what you're saying is that there was a kind, benevolent carny out there that was willing to give up his goods. And Ryan Holmes is just relaxing away, drinking margaritas in the sunset with his babe when he could have been handing out kettle corn. Deserving people, sir.
Listen.
I'm not going to comment.
She already had carny stuff out there happening. So they emailed me. I was like, there's too many carnies out here.
Yeah, too many carnies, not enough.
You don't want to
lead it. You want a carny fight.
You get too many carnies. We have to duct tape our hands together, and then we got a knife in the other hand, and we dance around, and whoever wins gets a snow cone machine.
That's a carny argument.
Going cotton candy and snow cones at each other.
It's similar to, they actually took that from Bad Video. The carnies started that first.
Yeah, I don't like that they have culturally appropriated the carny life for Michael Jackson's Bad Video.
The Taylors might not like being called carnies, I'm just saying. And they helped out.
No, because the Taylors' kids came out there, from what I heard, Brad and Randy and Mark, and they were helping set up stuff.
Yeah. But, Tim Taylor is always just getting into trouble. He's a smart guy, but he gets into hijinks. He needs somebody there.
Well, he's got his friend Al who helps him out a lot.
That's true.
Are you glad they're all sold, Barb? Are you glad it's done? I mean,
it was
a week.
It was a total of 6 days total that we sold all those trees out in. Gone.
Wow.
Gone. And I went down there on Thanksgiving to water the trees. I thought I'd have a quiet moment. get the sprayer on, water the trees. People were friggin' knocking on the gate on Thanksgiving Day buying trees for me.
All right, you know what that means. Next year, two truck full. Yeah, double it.
Double trees.
Double it up, Barb. You can do it. Barb, get some kettle corn out there. And
I got a connection for some trees, Barb.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ryan, you and I are going to talk on the side about that.
But why were you injured, Barb? What happened? You pulled a hammy?
I had to go out there and get rid of all the trimmings. We had quite a pile of trimmings that people didn't take home with them, so I had to go put that on the truck and take it to the
stems and seeds.
And I grabbed one that had a huge trunk on it. So anyway, I'm old. Look at this hair. It's a mess today.
Cool.
But look
awesome.
At this hair. I'm old.
Perfectly coiffed.
The last thing I need to say is Advent Health. They are so generous to let us use that location right there. Perfect location, right? Easy on and off I-4.
Easy.
We're in the College Park area. We
ask
delivered
them if I can
a lot
set up
of trees
corn stand
to people.
There.
It was great.
No, they're not going to let you do that. They like her.
Advent Health owns everything. I remember that. I used to live on that street over, right after the I-4 entrance or whatever, and they own everything over there.
Hey, Barb, have you posted that video, the drone video that RK went out there and shot with you?
No, I'm gonna work on that once I land in the airport. But so what's his name? Rod? Is it Rod?
Rod
King.
Yes. That guy came out with this crazy drone and flew it around in the Christmas tree tent, taking all these pictures. It was great.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna hook up with him on some other projects. He was wonderful about coming out there. He sent me the files.
He's a great guy.
Supporter. Yeah. He does cool stuff.
So are you going to DC? Is it personal? Is it business? Is it
No, I'm actually, it's a cool thing. I'm on a panel tomorrow for a summit with concerning counterfeit goods and human trafficking. Oh. We don't stop to think about it. Listen, we go about our lives and we buy, and we see a great deal online. And a lot of times we don't stop to think, is this really a genuine product? Or you're in New York City and you're buying those Gucci handbags and stuff. Yeah. Before you buy that, you should stop and ask yourself this question. How old was the child that was forced to make that handbag in another country? Because they don't have the protections that we do in our country.
Ah, damn. Now you're going to make me feel bad about my fake Rolex.
Yeah.
Damn.
So you're saying I have to take off my Gucci slippers right now because a 7-year-old made them in Indonesia?
Yeah.
No, ma'am. This is America. And Jesus says I can do what I want.
I'm going to get all my Chinese
made. Making your Gucci
and they were
slippers.
$21. $21 Gucci slippers.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to get on my Chinese made iPhone and tweet about that.
I went to New York one time, and I had like three friends with me, and they all wanted to go and buy the fake Gucci stuff, and I'm like, no, that's against the law. You can't do that. And like, oh, everybody does it. And they went to this back alley and bought these handbags and stuff, and I'm like, I wouldn't be a part of it. I was too afraid. I thought we're going to get busted.
Right.
I thought
you bought fake Wrangler jeans. I saw you. You went there like, where are the Wranglers at? And they're like, sir, we do not understand what you're saying. Wranglers! Where's your Boogle Boys?
I wouldn't do it.
So another thing that we don't think about, and I hate to bring this down because it is Christmas time, but we also don't think about the PPEs, the protective equipment that's going in the hospitals or going out to law enforcement, some of the counterfeit drugs that are coming into the country, which have just a single drop of fentanyl will kill you, right? So that's what the summit's about. We're talking about trying to get people to report it, not buy it. Just think before to be an educated consumer is pretty smart.
How about crackdown on Disney Plus accounts that are being shared with friends? Okay.
Yeah, you know,
this is not cool. We're not getting those numbers. We're not getting those numbers.
All right. Well, Detective Barb, good luck. We will talk to you next Tuesday, right? Next Tuesday, you'll be back with us?
Yep.
All right, very good. Yep. It's 1-800-423-TIPS. That's 1-800-423-TIPS for Crime Line. Thanks, Detective Barr. Appreciate it.
Thanks to everybody who helped us.
All right, you're listening to the Mosh of the Morning.
You might not have many friends, but we definitely don't. So, hey Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to the Monsters Morning Drill Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan, all here on this beautiful Tuesday. Nice and cold outside. I love it. And remember to pick up your Monster t-shirts for Christmas. They're available right now at monsters.fm. Okay, serious. Oh, there it is. Yeah, you got it up there? Good. You can see Angel's got his on. And you can see Angel's giving me the business from behind in the shirt.
That's not what's happening, because if it is, man, that's impressive.
Look at the look on your face, though.
Big old Christmas dome.
Look at the look on my face. I've got that look like I'm... you can see the shirt if you go to monsters.fm. Ryan's got it up there. Question. Where's Carlos? Carlos, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, can't see you. Are you guys pro or anti tidy bowl blue water in your toilet? The reason I say is my wife and I had a bit of a discussion about it, and she thinks that if you go to the bathroom and you see go to someone's house and they got tidy bowl blue water, that's for old people. But I say no, that's clean, that's good. Like tidy bowl blue is awesome. Are you anti or are you pro tidy bowl blue water, Ryan?
Yeah, it's 1,000% for grandmas and grandpas when you go to their house. Yes, it is. I don't know any person below the age of 60 that uses those.
Oh my God, it's not an old thing. It's just it's just clean. It says right there. Clean you can see. It's clean you can see, for God's sakes. You open up the toilet, it's all blue water.
What clean are you seeing? The water's literally turned clean. Water's clear.
Well, it's blue, man. It's
no,
blue
you can see
water. And the Tiny Bowl Man is down there somewhere in a boat, floating around, keeping it all clean.
No, you see the clear water, and then you could see into the toilet. That way, you know the toilet's clean. If it's...
Are you anti or pro Tiny Bowl Blue, Carlos?
Huh? You know, I think it's grandma and grandpa's when you see that. But I also like it. There's a part of me because it's like.
Well, it turns it green. It's like a fun art project.
Yeah, because you're like, wow, okay, well, there's some cleaning power there, and it's fun to drop the thing in the tank. But I know that's not, it looks like you're at an office or something like that when you see, it's not a home type environment. I lean towards it, but I know I'm tacky.
See, so, I've never seen an office that has this. I always associated that with like it's a clean toilet. Angel, are you pro or con when it comes to Tiny Bowl Blue water in your toilet?
Yeah, that's definitely old people. Reminds me of my grandparents. I have an irrational fear of the blue pill.
No.
It makes me think that it's like, because you couldn't see the bottom of the toilet, and so I would think that it's nothingness, and that something would come up through the blood of the blue water and grab me. So wow. So I have an incredible irrational fear of that. That's why I've always gone with the bleach pellets.
Let me tell you something that I learned, okay? If you put a bleach pellet in the toilet, and then you put the blue pellet in there, the blue won't come out. If the bleach does something to the blue and keeps it from becoming blue.
Wow, what was that again?
Okay, so if you put the bleach pellet like you're talking about in the toilet, right? Okay, and then if I come, let's say, and then I come and I put the blue pellet in because I want the water to be blue when the guests come over. But Mary
they
Ellen
don't cancel each other out.
The first pellet cancels out the blue, and blue doesn't work.
Oh well, because it's bleach. Bleach kills everything.
The bleach killed the blue, yeah. And I dropped a pellet in there, and I'm like, well, the water didn't turn blue, so I went and dropped another pellet in, and Mary Ellen's like, what are you doing? I said the water won't turn blue, and she's like, it's because I put in a bleach pellet.
I learned from my aunt. Sold my TD sold a shoe was just a super clean freak, and so I'm that. To me, clean is the smell of Fabuloso.
Yes.
To me, clean is the smell of Clorox. So that,
gotcha, yeah.
So when I associate a clean toilet or clean shower or any of that with that burning smell of Clorox up and through my nostrils,
then it's clean. Yeah, yeah. Every germ is dead. In that
killed case. Everything.
It's so funny. I've never associated the blue water with old people.
Yeah.
And I've always liked it. Like, I mean, you know,
I used to be, I wouldn't use my grandparents' bathroom because of the blue water because I was scared of it. I'm telling you, it's irrational. But as a kid, I thought monsters were coming up through that to grab me.
Well, there you go. Y'all agree with my wife. But, so now I only have blue water back in my bathroom back here by my office. The other bathroom, I'm not allowed to use it. Don't use that blue water out here. People will see that we have it and they'll think
it's
we're
like
old.
Like outhouses, man. When you go to use like a pup, like one of those like porta potties, that water's blue. Ooh. Airplane water's blue. Well, bus water's blue. Gross.
That's why you associate with that because it's like a porta potty. Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
Is it called a urinal cake? No, urinal cakes. That's the one
at the bottom of the urinal.
Yeah.
You know what's fascinating about our texting? It's so awesome because right back to back, we got two texts that are arguing with each other, and they don't know that they're arguing with each other, but we got one guy texting, oh, my plumber friend says that bleach tablets absolutely ruin your tank equipment, and you have to replace it every week. And then the following text is a guy, well, my plumber friend told me that the blue stuff destroys the gaskets. These guys are arguing with each other. They don't even know. They don't even know. They're texting us.
My plumber friend told me that there's a magical world where you have to rescue a princess from a giant Bowser guy.
Oh, that was me,
right? Oh, my plumber's Super Mario.
Yes. Your pipes are clogged with a lot of caca. Oh, no. There's a banana peel in there. It's slippery.
Not one game where he actually does any plumbing, by the way. It's kind of strange.
What are you talking about? He's all in the pipes.
Yeah, he's laying pipe eventually when he gets that princess.
Isn't there a new movie with what's his face?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
And they're saying they're not going to allow him to do a fake Italian accent because it's disrespectful to Italian people. So he's just going to be regular Chris Pratt.
That's really? More disrespectful.
Yeah, if you're gonna... Mario was always Italian.
Yeah,
he's Italian. But I guess he can't do a fake Italian
great.
Accent.
Another white actor taking a person of color's spot. Great. Awesome. Can't do that. Now we lost the Mario accent, too?
Damn it. No, man. Damn. I remember in America when you could do an Italian Mario voice. Now I'm being canceled.
Yeah, it's crap. It's absolute damn. Crap. New study out today about radio and about listening to music. How do you think most people listen to music these days? The number one, they got the
ooh,
top
with their
five
ears.
Ones. Isn't that cute? That's cute. What do you think is the number one people listen to music?
Streaming services, right?
Streaming services are in second, actually. 33% of people listen on some sort of pay service like Sirius XM, Amazon, or smart speakers. So that's 33% of the people. Ryan, how do you think most people listen to music?
Muzak.
I'm going to go car radio. Car radio.
Car radio, yeah. That is number one. 54% of adults still listen to music in their car radio. And a lot of people thought that was that had changed or whatever, but they listen to, you know, FM, AM, FM radio is still the number one people listen to radio. 33% listen, like I say, through some sort of a pay service like XM or Amazon or smart speakers. 29% of the people say they listen to music still on CDs. And 11
what 29% of these people are listening to music on
of
CD?
People in America listen to it on CD.
Do these people also have blue toilet water percent?
And 11% no. of people still listen to music on vinyl. Okay. Does not mention tape, does not mention any other thing. But I mean, that makes sense though, right? I mean, the people listening on streaming, that's in second place. That makes sense.
I'll tell you this. It's warmed my heart that my 11-year-old, she's in love with one of our radio stations. And so she listens. So right now, it's two. The one that's playing all the Christmas music. And when they're not listening to that one, they're listening to the pop station. Yeah. And yeah. So it's still neat to see young kids get all worked up about their favorite song coming yeah. on the radio yeah. and then listening to it and then singing along in the car and everything. And she's still, and then she did this all on her own. I was just assuming that she was listening through any of the streaming services, talking to her mom and, you know, they listen to that radio station in the car and she's got her own little boombox in her room. And I was like, well, that's cool. I'm glad you found that. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think all of us probably listen in all different forms. I mean, I listen to all different ways, but probably the most would be streaming. You know, that's the most I listen to with Sonos or with my smart speaker or something like that. But I thought it was interesting though. 11% still listen on vinyl, and vinyl is selling.
Vinyl's numbers are still going through, continuing to grow, which is a pretty neat thing. So.
Are you still buying a lot of vinyl?
Yeah, I just picked up a Del the Funky Homo Sapien album that he did with on LP's record label back in the day, Def Jux. So, and I purchased that through eBay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can get a lot on eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So. All right, we'll take a little break. When we come back, Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
You text us at 77031, and we say it on the air. Sometimes we might even give you credit. Standard data and message rates apply. Real Mobile is powered by Orange Buick GMC and orangebuickgmc.com. We are professional grade.
Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, so Jack's telling me that we have we got Eagles tickets for the rest of the week. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So, yeah. So, if you want to win those Eagles tickets, give it a shot tomorrow and we'll do trivia. Welcome back to the Monsters Morning Drill Radio 104.1. Oh, I guess there's another way to win tickets, too. Let's see here. Jack says people can also enter to win on the website at realradio.fm. So, there you go. You got another way / contest. So, good luck. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Ryan and Carlos. Now it's time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports.
Monster Sports brought to you by Monsters.fm. That is the website. Go hit up the website right now. We've got all kinds of crazy content available for you to consume. It's a different way or another way to engage the show, the movie poster with Carlos and Hawkeye. That's right there front and center. We've got Ryan giving the bird to management with Minions.
Man,
sexy
dude,
Minions
is sexy, man. Sometimes they know what you're thinking, but sometimes you think it's sexy thoughts, man. Them Minions will get you.
Got a video of me starting a new Thanksgiving Day tradition, eating a crazy tarantula. That's all there. And you can also order our new Monster Misfit t-shirts available there to you as a Christmas gift. To go, make sure you go grab those. That's monsters.fm. Russ, right before we went on break, there was a company that was out there. And they're like, hey, we're going to take advantage of it being Thanksgiving. And we're going to create something and make something available to the to the public. And we'll see how this goes over. Do you remember the pie, the Reese's pie?
Yeah, it looked good.
How they looked delicious. It quickly sold out. And then in the resale market, this pie that was like $50 was, we saw that they were going on eBay for $300, $350 bucks, right?
Right.
So not to be outdone, it was a beverage, a beer brewer out there, a Miller High Life. The Champagne of beers.
Champagne of beers, yeah.
They want to get in on this action. And on the 6th of December, they're going to make this available to order from their website. And it's your own Miller High Life gingerbread bar, dive bar.
That is, I love it. Look at that. You got little pretzels as the cool roof of the house over there. I like it a lot. That's cool.
So that's going to be available to you on...
I wish this was a real bar. I don't care if an evil witch cooks me at the end. I would still go to this.
I'd win that. Yeah, that sounds... I bet I could build that.
Out of gingerbread and pretzels?
I think so. I don't know.
Have you ever build a gingerbread house? I never have. I always thought it was a lot of trouble
It's a lot of trouble. It's annoying. It always looks like hell. That's why, like, when I see one that's like really good, I'm like, man, the time it takes. Like, about 30 minutes in, you're like, I just want to stop. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, it's for kids.
But look at this. If you look at this one, under the little porch, it has it's got a cornhole board. See that?
That's
a little cornhole bowl.
Yeah.
They put a lot of work into that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the cornhole things, I know what you call them, are little holiday tic-tacs. That's fun. That's fun.
Nothing says festivities and festiveness as Miller High Life.
Yeah.
The only thing it needs is a little gingerbread biker out front.
There you go.
Yeah.
I want to give a huge birthday shout-out to this gentleman.
And if you're in Seattle, you can't wait till he leaves. Third and one from the two. Here's Bo. And here goes Bo for the touchdown.
That's Bo Jackson running over Brian Bosworth on his birthday. This happened in 1987 on Monday Night Football. He's 59 years old. He ran for 221 yards that game. And again, it echoes last night's NFL game. We had the Seahawks playing the Washington team from Washington. Yes.
Do you remember that, though? Because Bosworth was supposed to be he's the meanest.
The
Bos, man. He's going to be there. And when he got ran over by Bo Jackson, it was like, well, you are just a punk. Yeah, like nobody respected him after that. It totally ruined his career, didn't it? And then he did a movie, I think. I think he did a film or something.
I remember, because he had the cool blue shades on it. I remember that.
Had a mohawk, right? That was his gimmick. Yeah.
But, I mean, that moment didn't help him.
The Boss. Well,
look how cool he looks.
Yeah.
I want to look like that.
Is that
Russ,
the look you're going
look
for?
Like that. For like 3 years, you looked exactly like that. Like with your flat, you literally had a flat top. That's what is it? You should go
for the Boss.
I mean, the Boss. Yeah. Put some sunglasses on me. There you go.
One day I hope to look. Wait a second. I look like him right now.
Kind of nailed it, dude.
Yeah. You definitely have been pulling off the Boss all these years. We had no idea, bro.
Yeah.
So with that mention and the Raiders or Seahawks playing last night against the team from Washington, they end up losing. And, I mean, in the last few seconds, they tried to go for a two-point conversion to tie up the game. But Washington ekes out the victory 17-15. So the Seahawks end up not being good this season. They're like 3-8 And looking on the outside of making the playoffs, and there was a lot of talk with their quarterback and
Russell Wilson,
and this being like a year for them to really make a run for it. So we'll see, or you know, a championship run. So we'll see what happens with that after everything that they did. Some really cool audio and a really neat sit down interview with Tiger Woods. I don't know if you guys saw the video of Tiger swinging the club. He's working his way back. But this is probably as honest and as real as we've ever heard him in an interview. The video is fantastic. He walks into the room and he looks great. He looks as ripped as he's ever looked.
Yeah.
But he is coming to the realization that his body might not be where it once was. And here's just a little excerpt of that interview.
And do the things that I love to do. I don't have to compete and play against the best players in the world to have a great life. I know that after my back fusion, I had to prove it to myself. I had to climb Mount Everest one more time. I had to do it. And I did it. This time around, I don't think I will have the body to climb Mount Everest, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But I can't participate in the game of golf. I can still maybe, if my leg gets good enough, maybe click off a tournament here or there. Mm. But as far as climbing the mountain, get all the way to the top, I don't think that's a realistic expectation of me. But I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day, never full-time ever again. Pick and choose, just like what Mr. Hogan did. You pick and choose a few events a year, and you play around that. You practice around it and try to gear yourself up for that, and you play it.
Wow. That is about as humble as we've probably ever heard Tiger Woods. That's about a guy being, you know, admitting that he is, after all, human.
It's understandable. That accident must have been horrific for him. And wow, it's weird to hear Tiger Woods, of all people, a guy who trained his body, one of the most elite bodies, and, you know, to his craft and everything. But, you know, hopefully he's happy with it, but a guy like that seems to be tough to hold down, you know?
The interview is like about an hour long, and they hit on a bunch of different points on it, but that was one part of it where he's like, you know, he's admitting that his body, the physicality that he's gone through, the way that he played golf, at where he's at now with the injury that he has, this leg injury is way more severe than I think we even realized.
Yeah.
He had a back injury. Like he said, his back was fused together too.
He had that injury before the car accident. So we'll probably, you know, it's going to happen, I think, in this way that on one weekend, sometime in the future, out of nowhere, he catches that magic again in a bottle and he has an amazing round or maybe even an amazing weekend. But the Tiger Woods that we all saw, we're probably never going to get to see that again.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a super competitive guy, though. And if anyone could do it, I think it would be him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's one of these guys that he started proved once. He came back when everybody thought he wouldn't.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. That's the whole context of the interview. He's like, I can't do that. You know? Yeah. And he's not. And to try to hold me to that expectation is unfair. So he's kind of, I guess, bringing the bar down even for himself a little bit, which is, again, we see a supreme athlete like that, and when they get to that point in their careers where they can kind of see that, that's a pretty, I guess,
humble. He could be playing us, though. He could be saying that. He's like, oh, I'm working out like a champ, and, you know, just to be a better story. I don't know.
Yeah. Shout out. And then with that in mind and with that said, Lee Elder, the first black man to play the Masters, he passed away at 87 yesterday. Yeah. Elder broke down racial barriers and paved the way for guys like Tiger Woods to play in the PGA and PGA Tour and everything. So it was a really cool ode to him that they did throughout the day yesterday. So, again, our condolences to him and his family. Neat thing that Jim Harbaugh is doing. Jim Harbaugh is the coach, University of Michigan football team. The way that these contracts are structured and the way that they do, they get bonuses for different victories. For his victory against Ohio State, what do you think his bonus was? With that victory, he ends up winning the Big Ten.
And that was a huge game. I mean, I think I saw somewhere where the numbers on television were double what it was last year. They get a $200,000 bonus.
I think it was ends up being like $300,000 or $500,000. But what what he's doing with all the bonuses that he's collecting because of these victories, because of the University of Michigan football team is doing so well, Jim Harbaugh is donating his bonuses to the Michigan athletic workers who took pay cuts last year due to COVID. So he could earn up total in $3 million in bonuses. He gets $500,000 for winning the Big East, Big Ten East. He gets $1 million for winning the Big Ten. He got $500,000 for winning the college football play-in, the semifinals. And then if he wins the college football playoff, he'll win $1 million. So if they end, if Michigan ends up being national champions, it could be up to a $3 million that they would you know, give to those employees that, that he's donating.
That's a lot like Ryan getting that that bag of Doritos if we hit the bonus on the internet.
That's a government employee. Dude, that always blows my mind that these guys, technically, they work for the government and they're pulling in that kind of money.
It's funny you should say that because with everything, you know, the getting closer to the college football playoff and we're getting to playoff weekends and everything, a lot of movement going on with college coaches. I mentioned to you guys yesterday, Lincoln Riley, Oklahoma's coach, went to USC. His contract, you guys want to take a guess or you just want me to tell you what his contract is worth?
Tell me, I don't know.
His contract at USC, $110 million, and USC is buying him a $6 million home in Los Angeles.
Whoa. Stop the contract.
$110 million to be the coach?
To be the coach. He gets 24/7 access to a private jet. Again.
Why does it seem like, and I could be wrong, but does it seem like the college coaches get paid more than the NFL coaches?
No,
they don't.
Certain college coaches.
Certain ones.
Coach Saban out of Alabama, his contract is way more lucrative than a handful of the NFL coaches. But what to Ryan's point, these guys are working at state schools, and typically what happens is the head coach ends up being the highest paid employee in the state.
Yeah, the highest paid government employee in the state is usually a college football coach.
But it's funneled through boosters, right? Like, think of these places. They have gigantic boosters that will write the biggest checks in the world just to have their team win. You know,
that's a huge part of it. But another part of this is against the prestige of the programs. USC has got those resources. Brian Kelly, the coach with Notre Dame, he's headed to LSU. His contract is reportedly worth $100 million.
Like, that's just mind-blowing numbers that, you know, for coaches.
Well,
that,
good for them. Oh, good for them. God bless him.
Yeah, this is why my student loans are so high. This guy's got to be paid $110 million, right? Moving on.
That's not the reason why your student loan's that high.
You just didn't pay him.
Yeah, it's mostly interest.
The interest is killing you.
It accrues.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Some tough news here with the Orlando Magic. We had a really strong outing last night against the Philadelphia 76ers. We ended up dropping the game 96-101 with a couple minutes left in that game. Man, we had it. We were tied. We were in it. We were in the hunt. But again, Jalen Suggs, who's been doing phenomenal, breaks his thumb.
We lost our guy.
For a extended period of time, probably 4 to 6 weeks, and then
question, Angel. Yeah. Okay, did he break his? Does it matter if he broke his right thumb or his left thumb? And I'm asking because if you're a basketball player and you're right-handed and you break your left thumb, can you still play? Like when you were playing basketball, you're right-handed. So if you would have broken your left thumb, could you still have played in a game?
I don't know how that would have worked with a cast on. You know what I mean?
Oh, you got to wear a cat.
And then, you're dribbling, and there's all these other things. Like, I think you kind of limit yourself to being, one-dimensional. So he fractured his right thumb. They anticipate him to be out for, about 4 weeks. He's going to be reevaluated in here in the next day or so. But, Franz Wagner, that kid's balling out. The Wagner brothers are balling out. But him in particular last night, he had 27 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal. Really, really young team. And we were in the hunt with this game right till the end. A tough loss on top of the fact that he got the injury as well. Tonight, probably the game of the season so far within the NBA. We got the Suns and Warriors, and these two teams have been, just bawling out. Steph Curry, the Warriors are playing ridiculous defense. I know that we see them all the scoring things that he does and what he accomplishments. But Steph and the Warriors are playing just next level defense. They're 17-3, riding a 16-game winning streak. Golden State is 18-2. They're playing the Phoenix Suns. That game's tonight. So it's going to be Steph Curry versus Devin Booker. That'll be a fun matchup for NBA fans. And that is Monster Sports, Russ.
Thank you, Angel. Hey, when we come back, a new study found the people that drive these type of cars are more likely to be psychopaths. And I'll tell you what cars those are when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Listening to Real Radio, available everywhere you want to listen. Yeah, even there, on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
From Real Radio, Radio, Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Monsters Morning Crew Radio 104.1. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. If you want to see Carlos, he's on a poster for the, you know, like a Marvel, an actual Marvel poster. Check it out. It's a new promotion for Hawkeye. And you can see that at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. It is up along with the Minions, They Be Sexy Man.
They do be sexy, man. Them Minions, no, man.
Yeah, that's up on monsters.fm as well. So they did a new study. This is a study out of the UK, and they found the people that drive these type of vehicles are more likely to be psychopaths. They studied many different psychopaths, over 3,000 psychopaths, and there's four different types of cars. They say you're more likely to be a psychopath. Would you like to, you're the car guy, Angel, so I figured I would ask you first. I saw a lot of people were texting in their thoughts, by the way.
Funny, Corvettes and lifted trucks running away with it.
Yeah, you can text us at 77031.
That's not psychopath, that's tiny peepee.
If you want to guess, most likely to be a psychopath. Take a stab at it, Angel.
Well,
you
gave away a real telling little hint there. You said it was done in the UK or in Europe.
It was done in the UK. That's true. Yeah.
So just going off of one of my favorite programs from back in the day, I'm going to guess BMW.
Where's my – hold on. I didn't think I was going to need it. Yeah, BMW. How'd you get that?
It is quite known, even here in the United States, BMW drivers get a lot of heat because there tends to be a lot of jerks that drive BMWs.
It says here, BMW drivers were more likely to be psychopaths than anyone else. Audi owners were a close second, followed by Fiat and then Mazda. And last, you know, less likely to be a psychopath is a Nissan drive. Someone drives a Nissan.
A Nissan.
Yeah, yeah. They also say here in this study that gold is the number one car color for people that are psychopaths. Gold.
Really? Damn. Because I had a gold Honda Prelude that I love so much.
We had a gold, what was it? Something elite. Gran Torino Elite is what we had. A gold, and you know what? That car, I wouldn't mind having that car back and having it all hooked up and shined up and look, because it was actually a pretty good looking car, but it was gold. It says here, gold is number one. If you've got a brown car, that's in second for more likely to be a psychopath. And less likely to be a psychopath is if you have a white or a black car. You're probably not a psychopath.
I'd be fascinated if they did that same study here stateside and just took the brands that we have here.
See if it would be different?
Yeah, because I typically think of like any of the box kind of Fords or Chevys as the kind of cars that, you know, sociopaths or psychopaths drive.
Says people who have full on electric cars show the most psychopathic tendencies. Hybrid drivers are in second, and people that drive just regular gas powered cars, they are least likely to be a psychopath.
Does it say, are they breaking down, are they psychopathic drivers, or like, are they driving like idiots, or are they saying like people that
personality type?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, because they studied people who were clinically considered psychopaths. And, hey, what do you drive? Hey, what do you drive? It says here, and also psychopaths more than likely have a vanity plate, it says, which I've never had a vanity plate, but I've thought about it. I never got it, though. But
you had a truck that said Monsters. You had a full car that said Monsters. Well,
that's not my name. My name is Rusty Ray. My name isn't Monster. I was promoting the show. That was like driving around in your car that says Tidy Bowl Man or something.
The vanity plate is always interesting to me because it takes so much work and time and thought to like methodically, okay, I'm going to fill this out. I'm going to go to the place. I'm going to go online. Just to do like, you know, party dude, like in different letters,
I always laugh at them. Some of them are kind of creative and funny.
They don't stand out to me. I don't like some things stand out, but they could be a very funny one in front of me and I wouldn't pay attention to it most of the time. But then again, you're right. You see one, you're like, that's pretty clever.
That's pretty clever.
Cars that are being texted into Real Mobile 77031. Nissan Titans apparently are not a popular vehicle amongst our listeners. Squat trucks are driven by psychopaths.
What's a squat truck?
It's the what's really popular to do with big, giant, full-size trucks where you kind of basically drop the bed a little bit and you got the nose pointed up in the air.
I've never seen those.
Oh, yeah, that's all over Apopka.
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah. I was in Apopka. Oh, actually, Angel, coming back from when we saw the horses.
Yeah.
And there, did you see that? I don't know if you drove the same way that we did, but there was a big, I don't know, like it was a car wash, but they had all these incredible cars and they had some of those squat trucks there and they had some other like Hondas that had these big wheels on them and stuff with spinners and everything. Yeah. Did you see that?
I didn't drive down that way. No, I missed that.
That's pretty cool.
Have you seen, because the other people that I think are psychopaths, and again, I appreciate all kinds of car scenes and car cultures, and so this is not an indictment on you if you're into this. I just don't understand it yet, but the guys that are really into camber, have you seen the cars where they pitch the wheels so far in or so far out, and they're riding on just like the edge of the wheel? Again, it's insanely popular. It's in, like it's a car scene that's come here from Japan, and it's done all over the world. I don't get it, but it looks weird.
They had some of those at this car wash. Right. That was, you know, and they were like drinking out there and eating and stuff. And it was like a car show at a car wash. Some of those. They had some of those cars. Are you a car guy, Ryan? Is there a car that really, you don't strike me as a person that is impressed by any kind of car?
Well, I do want that new F-150 Lightning that's coming out, the electric one that has the same power towing stuff that the like regular F-150 would have. Plus,
that would make you a psychopath. It says that people that have electric cars are psychopaths. So.
I'm not denying it. I mean, I'm good. no, but that's for like business purposes, and I also don't want to buy a generator for my house, so that seemed to kill like two birds with one stone, which is something a psycho would do. I think there's a psycho car for ladies, though.
What's that?
Which one's that?
Like, if I had to think of like, oh, what would a psycho lady drive?
Yeah.
I think it's a Nissan Sentra.
Why do you say that?
No. That's what my fiance drives. No. Oh, she's crazy. Ooh.
The Nissan Altima is the one where everybody was. Anyone driving a Nissan Altima was.
There is something about a Nissan Altima.
Nissan Altimas, you would see them in police chases. Mm-hmm. Nissan Altima, you would see them on the side of the road. Nissan Altima, they would be some of the most aggressive drivers on the highway only after dudes that have to drive minivans. The angriest person on the road right now is any father that's having to drive a minivan. The second craziest person is anyone in a late model Altima.
Isn't it weird that several people said Corvette. Whenever you see a Corvette, it's usually like a real old guy driving it. I guess because a lot of younger guys can't.
I don't know about that one, though, because the new Corvette, the mid-engine Corvette.
Are badass looking.
Yeah. There's a dude in Altima, or not Altima, a dude in Apopka who's got like three of them, and he seems to be a younger fella.
You either have to be a super successful single guy,
Yeah.
Or you're not going to be able to fit your kids in there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then when you're older, the kids are gone. Because, yeah, most of the – I love a Corvette. That's definitely one that stands out. And, yeah, you look over and you're like, it's usually an older guy or girl. You know, most of the time older guy.
And he finally can afford it. Yeah. You know, Chris Kantmeyer, he got his. I thought, yeah, matter of fact, when I watched the Beatles thing, Get Back, I sent him a text, and he texted me back. He's loving it. He said, oh my God, he's just absolutely loving it, 'cause he's a huge Beatles fan, you know? And I told him, we got to get after I'm done watching it, we get together next week for lunch, 'cause I want to get his perspective on it all. And
that's so great. It'd be like, I mean, honestly, it doesn't get any better for me. Even I've seen Tupac in the studio. I've seen, like, I'm thinking of just like bands and people that I love, like, you know, John Mayer. I've seen him in the studio. Now, it's not as unfiltered as this is, hour upon hour. But if you probably were to ask me, hey, one band to get to watch the process, I would have said the Beatles.
Yeah.
I would have said, hey, how did they create this magic? And you get to see it. And If you're an artist, if you're a creator, a creative person, a leader, people have to work within groups, this should be 101. You should watch it.
I would think any musician, yeah, any musician would want to watch this, even if you don't like that particular band or genre or whatever, just see how, I mean, you know, that they're going to go down as the greatest of
just
all time.
Just watch the creative process. I think sometimes young people, or when you're in that creative process, you don't realize that you're in it. So if you're able to see, oh, that's what that looks like, okay, I can probably bring that back to my experience.
Yes.
But
yes.
If you would have recorded them doing it probably 5 years before that, it was a much different process, because Yoko wasn't sitting there. And you know, and they probably all participated a little bit more. You know, it was probably a different situation. But,
for sure. And you know what the interesting thing is? Creativity is really boring if you watch it. Like, if nobody at that time was telling them, hey, guys, five of these songs will be forever iconic that people will cheer and there, it's happening right now. Nobody tells them that. That's why creativity is such a weird bitch, that you have to like fight through it. You have to get excited for her. You have to create. And then when you're doing it, nobody's telling you it's great. So you just have to trust your gut. And that's what you see there.
That's my favorite part, is when Paul McCartney is writing Let It Be on the piano for the first time, and Ringo is sitting back reading the paper. like, you know.
I'll tell you what, though. You know what's funny about Ringo? He never missed a beat.
Missed a beat. Yeah.
He was
It made
right
me respect
there.
Him more. Yeah. You know what he did? He played the drums. That was his
job.
He
played the drums damn good. And he fit in with the vibe. As we know, as an ensemble cast show, there's a vibe, and you could think that somebody's going to fit that vibe, and then you're like, oh, they don't fit that vibe. And it's not nothing against them. They just don't fit this chemistry. And Ringo was one of those guys that they were, what do you think, Ringo? You know, it's fine. It's fine. You know?
Yeah, he knew his role. His role was, I keep the beat. You know, yeah. I keep the beat. And it was, I mentioned this the other day, but when I think it was George Harrison came in, I wrote a song for Ringo. All he has to do is talk, which made me laugh, because you know, they knew what his strengths were, you know. You got to start watching it, Ryan, if you get a chance. I think
I am going to check it out. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to look at it yesterday, but it's definitely right up my alley. So I'm gonna check it out. But that's the thing, man. Like when you watch stuff like that, I've seen a bunch of other videos, especially including Ringo Starr, and like what a really kind of good natural drummer he is, and his version of counting's a little bit weird as well. But it's when you see these happen, it's like it's, and a lot of artists will describe it this way: they're not doing it; they're finding it. It's there in the ether.
Oh, they're looking for it. Yeah, they're looking for it. They're casting their net out, and they're trying to find it and see if they can capture it. And when they start getting those first little drops, and you start to see building. And the other thing I take away with this is the thing, and it goes to that documentary we watched a few months ago, Russell, about drummers. Like,
yeah, I love that.
Everyone, like, out of all the positions in a band, it seems like the drummers are the most maligned, because everyone wants to critique them. But the thing is that the Beatles wouldn't be the Beatles with a different drummer.
Of course.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
They had to get rid of Pete Best.
Yeah, Metallica would have been different if it's not Lars behind there. Like, all these people want to criticize these drummers. He fit that chemistry. That's the guy they needed.
I forget what it was. It was something similar to what Ryan was saying, Angel. And I heard it was an interview with Howard Stern, and Ringo was talking about how the way he plays is a little bit different. I think he what was it like? Is he play left-handed or
he
something?
He doesn't hold his sticks the standard way people would do it. So it makes him. He plays like left-handed, so it makes him able to hit things that a regular drummer wouldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and people always would tell him, hey, you're not playing right. He goes, well, this is the only way I know how to play. And it just happened that the way he plays makes the Beatles sound different. And the documentary is really cool. I mean, if you really enjoy seeing how an ensemble cast works together, that's my fascination with it, because obviously I've worked with ensemble cast my entire life, and to watch those guys try to negotiate with each other or whatever to get to greatness, I think is pretty interesting. When we come back, it's time for the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes, to make his daily proclamation. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
The only thing we ask, make it good, please. 407-916-1041. Real Radio 104.1.
From
Real Radio. Real Radio.
Hey, do us a favor, man. Help us out. We want to help the Coalition for the Homeless, and we've got the Christmas shirts available, the Monster Misfit Christmas shirts. They turned out awesome, and you'll love them. They feel good. They fit good, and $5 of each sale is going to go to Coalition for the Homeless. So get them now by going to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. Welcome back to the Monsters. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Carlos and Angel. And now it's time for the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes, to make his daily proclamation.
Boom, boom, ka-choo. Oh, yeah. King of Denmark brought to you by HomeLoansRadio.com. And that mortgage guy Don, more on that and him later. Tomorrow night, I got trivia happening at the Front Yard Festival at the Dr. Phillips Center. So come out and hang out with your boy. It's going to be the last one for a while. So it's free to play. There's happy hour prices. It's probably the best happy hour prices in all of downtown Orlando for a Wednesday. It's going to be beautiful weather. You get a 6-beer bucket for $15, which is crazy.
Really?
Good. Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah, that's
Now I'm going. I don't drink, but that's a good deal. That's worth the price of admission. What else is happening there with it's bucket night?
Well, it's bucket night. They get a bottle of wine there and hang out in pods.
Is there any entertainment?
There is. There's me, the King of Denmark, doing trivia. Oh. Not going now.
Bucket beer night.
It's really the only place you can like drink outside in downtown Orlando, like in just the middle of it. That's just it's a fun little fact for yourself. So come hang out. I love doing it, and thanks to the Dr. Phillips Center. But yeah, they're doing some kind of rearrangement of that Front Yard Festival, and I think they're gonna make like kind of like a park / venue space, like how you see in bigger cities.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they're working out the details on that, but that's your little sneaky peeky on that one. But yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Now, Carlos, man, your post is doing really well. You got on a Marvel poster, and that is a one of the coolest things ever to me.
Thanks, man.
Just the fact that you're like in the Marvel universe, and you're a bad guy, though, and I do sort of judge you for it from here on out.
Hey, the world needs bad guys, okay, bro? Okay? We do the dirty work, bro.
You do. I think it's going to... I don't know. Do you think this is going to hurt you overall? Do you think little kids, if you're walking around, are going to get mad at you because they're like, there's the guy that beat up Hawkeye. Mommy, let's leave.
So my daughter goes to school yesterday, and all she gets is, your dad fought Hawkeye and beat up a girl.
Oh, so they saw it.
They all watched it. Like, this isn't a Loki. This isn't, like, one of these other ones where you might have to know, like, some other. It's pretty introductory.
Yeah.
So, a lot of kids watched it, and they loved it. And I've been in the classroom already. So I'm, like, one of the class dads there. So they know me. Yeah, I think so. I think maybe the kids will be like, oh, my God, that is... But, I mean, I'm a pretty lovable bad guy, though. I'm not vicious, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm
just throwing Molotov cocktails into windows. No big deal there.
That's true. I do have... Now,
unlike myself, Enrique on the Hawkeye is overzealous. He's a little crazy. gets emotional, and he gets his feelings hurt. And he goes on a tirade, really over nothing. Over nothing. But he hates that Hawkeye, bro.
Well, it's interesting, but I know that you want to be the mayor of DeLand at some point. You have political aspirations.
Similar to Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
I was voted sexiest person in my home by me. I'm not right now, but similar to him, he had a sit down with very high level reporters. I do my transmitting of information on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, gentlemen, within the next 2 to 10 years, I may or may not be running for mayor in DeLand. So,
all right. Well, I want to be your campaign manager because part of the job of the campaign manager is to see upcoming obstacles to go around to figure out what can be used for you, but more importantly, what can be used against you.
This happens. If you ever have read any of the Barack Obama's books, they talk about this, where they send this person who digs up all the dirt on you, so that way you have all of the information. And Barack was like, go ahead. Other than I'm obviously from Nigeria, and I'm a Manchurian candidate, should be all good. And so, yeah, there'll probably be some bad stuff on me.
But that's the beauty about small town politics, Carlos. You can be anything in your life and still be like the mayor of a place.
I think
people don't care enough.
Thank you, Ryan, because what I care about is the people of the land. Good, hard-working Americans that get up every single day and just want to put some food on their plate, put a little bit of money in the bank, and, you know, growing older with some respect,
mm-hmm.
with some dignity like we used to in this country, you know, right? Kid Rock,
yeah,
a song about it.
Yeah, so I just want you to know, like, we've done in the past a positive political ad for you.
You're right.
Well, you've done it. You voiced it yourself. Mm-hmm. It was folksy. It was down home. It's everything. DeLand
got me a lot of votes.
It
got me trending in local DeLand Twitter, which is called Ditter.
I just. Which is very close to the sex offender website, Diddler. You don't meet that. I just want to show you what a negative political ad would look like.
I don't know if I like this, Ryan Holm. Wait a second. That's a good-looking guy.
Because they're always sneaky political
they
ads.
They are sneaky ads. Okay. Well, all right.
So, all right. Okay. It looks like a bit of a smirk there to me. I'll be honest with you.
No. But this is how it would go. I love this. So, Angel, could you hit the music? Carlos Navarro. You might know him from To the Top. His motivational, inspirational show, his podcast with the same name. But what is Carlos Navarro hiding?
Oh, no.
Behind those eyes, what's happening? He's actually in a mafia.
Oh, no.
That's right. Carlos Navarro, gun holder. Not even the correct way, DeLand. Doesn't even hold it to the side.
Doesn't even know how to hold a gun.
Doesn't even know how to hold a gun. Not even holding it at a minority. Carlos Navarro, not big on oceans as well, throws his trash right into the ocean.
He's a litter bug.
Shooting the damn fish.
He just shot the fish.
And then fighting people on a boat. Is this who you want? Known hothead, Carlos Navarro, loves to watch it all burn. And if you vote for him, you'll burn down DeLand. Carlos Navarro, don't vote for him. Bro,
how are we gonna get ahead of this, Ryan?
This is
not good.
It's not good, Carlos.
It's not.
That's just some of what I found. That's some, and a lot of it, Carlos, comes from your own reel. I don't know if you remember this little thing where you say, "Hi, I'm a sexual predator."
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was done in the name of comedy, folks. That was done in the name of comedy, and Ryan Holmes is standing on the other side of that door.
So, pretty easy to find the dirt on you, Carlos. You're going to need me in the future when we take over DeLandford, and I just know I'm there for you,
Look,
bro.
This is fake news. The fact of the matter is this is fake. This is the liberal media going after me, a hard-working American, that was just doing my damn job. And of course, the liberal, you know, cancel culture don't want you playing roles where you're playing, you know, anything like this. It's bullcrap. Yeah. It's fake.
I don't want to be weird about this, but again, you said you brought up a phrase, doing your damn job. But when was that job, I don't know, game producer?
Oh, God.
As you were, sir, were you co-producer on Madden NBA Live and the Tiger Woods PGA Tour?
Okay, I have to do an outright apology. Okay, to get on this Bose headphone commercial, I lied. I lied. I said I was a producer for Madden NFL. No, I just played the games. I just played the game.
So you caught him lying on camera. Oh, man.
Oh, that's not the only one I've caught him on.
I haven't thought about that since I lied then. I really, that lie carried over. And they just told me, they said, you ever produced? And I said, yeah, I've been a producer. And I said, you ever gamed? I was like, yeah. They're like, put them together. I was like, and then I started talking like I made the sound for the game. I was like, man, when you go like, zoom, like that's like, boom, when you hit the, bam! You want to hear it in the headphones.
Yeah, yeah. I watched that commercial of lies, and
commercial of lies.
Now let me ask you this, Carlos, the candidate. How do you feel about kids? How do you feel about kids?
I love kids.
Do you? Or do you love scaring children in a petrified forest?
Oh, and these are small children,
little babies that you're openly just attacking, Carlos.
And then he doesn't let it go. Friend. He followed them to their home, for God's sakes.
Yeah, this is again your own YouTube channel that I'm pulling all of this from, Carlos.
I need somebody to rip this stuff down quicker than moss on a tree. Come on, rip it all off of here. I've really incriminated myself with my ridiculous career.
Yeah, I also hate to inform you, but you might not... Oop, I exited out of my own damn window. You might not know this, but your area of DeLand has a whole constituent... foreigners.
Okay, I love them. I love foreigners, and you know, if they have a big voting block in the land, I'll love any.
They
foreigner.
Do. Unfortunately, those voters are from a little place called I don't know if you've heard of it, Turkey Burger Stand.
Oh,
and you have mocked their culture openly several times in the video Halloween Horror Nights in the day.
That was a documentary that took place. Those, I don't know who that person is. I don't know who that person
good
is.
Good hair, though. Pretty good hair.
Right, obviously, Russ, thank you. You're my great lawyer hair, here. If that was me, wouldn't I be showing those lovely locks right
that's
now
right.
instead of being bald because of stress and
there's
worry?
No proof that's him.
No proof. That's not me.
Okay.
That's not me.
What about that time you let a whole prison get loose and... you know, actively pointed guns at people. I don't know. It's not looking good, Carlos. But I got your back.
Not,
I got your
you
back.
But you got my back. We look. These are characters. These are places, times. I've lived a life here as a good man on this street that I want a sidewalk for. There's too many streets in the land that don't have sidewalks. There's too many kids that are tripping and falling on these gravel roads. And what a campaign can do, the Navarro campaign with Holmes. With Holmes.
Yeah,
at
with me at your side, I think we got this all day long, bro.
Thank you, sir.
We got it all day
that.
Long. So the future's looking
a lot of work.
Good.
A lot of work to do.
Yeah. You're good. I'm also, if I was under investigation, I did something the other day that would, I think, would be thrown in my face.
What is it?
And I'm just going to proclaim that I myself am a hypocrite.
Are you snitching on yourself?
I'm snitching on myself.
This wouldn't be the first
be...
time today that you've shown your hypocrite tendencies.
It's okay. Like I'm not a man that needs to stand by... Did you have audio of something?
No. I was talking about earlier today when you we were talking about Dexter and you just completely were like, oh, I hate the show.
Right.
I hated the finale.
I never actually saw it.
Come to find out you had never watched it. And now you like the new season.
And you've been proclaiming that for years now. I just hated that last episode. I hated that last episode. And then this morning, you're like, I never saw it.
Leave my campaign manager alone.
Yeah, how dare
he
you, sir?
Is.
He's
we've
a
all
fraud.
Done that. He's done, we've all done that. Somebody talks about,
fool.
You know, Top Gun, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's great. You're like, I've never seen Top Gun. You know, because there's so, we all do that. I'm going to forgive you for that, Ryan. And I'm going to forgive, you know, I forgive people. I'm a thoughtful man.
Says the guy that's never watched Top Gun.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, look, it's okay to be hypocritical, or at least know that you are in certain situations. I mean, like, yeah, but I stand by that. I know, I'm just gonna skip what I was gonna say. I stand by my decision because I say that if a show ends badly, that makes the whole show bad.
Okay, understood. But
you're back on that.
Yeah,
you're
I wanted
back
you to get to the point where you're about to snitch on yourself. What was the second time you were being a hypocrite?
Yeah,
I can't be allowed to be drinking and do karaoke, Russ. I can't.
You're doing the same.
What song do you sing?
What'd you do?
What song do you sing?
So you guys know I've been trying out bars, right? Like I've been dating to find my hole in the wall bar.
Did you go to Post Time?
I did not. I went to the Green Parrot.
That's really good.
Free cocaine is what I call
that
place.
Okay, right. Yeah. Ready? Ready? I lived down the street when I grew up in Casbury, and we would sneak out when I was 16 to sneak into that bar. Find chicks, find party favors, find trouble.
Yeah.
And you can find it at El Green Parrot.
Maybe. Any trouble you want, you can find at Green Parrot.
I can't believe, I first walked in, I was like, this might be it. It's got sort of a seedy vibe to it.
Yeah. It's so you.
But because we went there because we were like, we're trying to find karaoke, right? Because I love karaoke at a place. But here's the thing. I forget we're in a pandemic, and this karaoke was literally done. The name of the host was a guy who called himself Sick Man.
I'm Sick Man.
Step number one. Number two, old KOD gets a couple of drinks in there. He wants to do karaoke, but I'm a performer, Russ. I'm a performer. I try to get the audience involved, okay?
What'd you do? A little David Lee Roth? What'd you do? Macarena?
He has go-tos.
I got my go-tos. And
Neil
then,
Diamond.
No, it's Soul Asylum's Runaway Train.
Oh.
But you only sing the words Runaway Train, never coming back. But they gave me a wireless microphone, Russ, and I was running around the bar, putting it in everybody's face, trying to get them to sing a song.
He single-handedly is a super spreader event.
Yeah. Did you get kicked out of the Green Parrot? Because if you did, that's impressive.
It turns out that the people of the Green Parrot aren't exactly fun-time karaoke people. They're usually
going through divorce or bankruptcy. Or, you know, like, it's not a
Or waiting on their dealer to show up.
I stuck a microphone in a man's face, and he threatened to stab me, Russ. He threatened to stab me. And he was worried about me, the audacity. He's worried about me giving him COVID.
Sure.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah. Get out of his face at the vet of the parent.
What are you doing?
I forget about three Bud Lights in that we're in a global pandemic.
Hey, you're lightweight.
That's all it takes.
Three Bud Lights.
He is a lightweight. He cannot drink.
I would say it's better to be a lightweight.
It is. It's so a lightweight thing.
If that's how you're going to go with that one, okay. It's better to be a lightweight.
It definitely is. I save money. I have way more fun, way faster. I don't need to stretch it out into like a long evening. No.
But you have to retire that, dude. You made it into your headlining bit, like just like other comedy bits. Mm-hmm. You have to retire it.
It kills.
But find new lands. Find new karaoke lands. Okay? I do Bohemian Rhapsody, but I find different ones from time to time.
I'm still open for the recommendation, so I've tried out a couple bars. I've got to stop doing these super spreader karaoke events, though, because it's going to catch up to me at some point. And if you got a bar by your house that's awesome and you want me to move towards it, I'll use that mortgage guy Don from HomeLoansRadio.com. That's right. 2.75% is my mortgage rate. That is a much lower percentage than a standard Bud Light, which is awesome. So I'm a lightweight when it comes to mortgages as well. HomeLoansRadio.com. You can hit apply now, and Don will get back to you within the day. He's super easy to work with. Plus, he has a show here on Real Radio from 9 to 10:30 on Saturdays, and he answers your questions live from the texting service, demystifying the mortgage business. And then when we take over to land, Don, that mortgage guy, is going to be our guy. Move everybody in. So there you go, and so it shall be.
Ryan Holmes, I would like to, as a reporter, I'd like to ask you a question. Does your client, running for mayor of DeLand, Carlos Navarro, did he ever host a game called Fatties at the Fair? Is that true or false?
Luckily there was no video of that at that time, so no.
Right, there's just a DVD series.
No!
It's all on DVD.
Oh, is it on DVD?
Oh my God.
29% of people are still watching.
You see it throw up and everything. Yeah, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
I'm a man. I spell
listening to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Carlos and Ryan and Angel here today. And if you ever need, I would love to send an email to me and have me read it on the air and get everybody's opinion on a thing that you're going through. We can do that. Matter of fact, I'm kind of behind. I got a bunch I got to get to, but this one just came in today and I found it interesting. So I'm getting to it right away. You can email me russ@wtks.com. And I appreciate the email. Now, this guy's a little bit wordy, fellas, so I'm gonna give you the cliff notes on this one. Brady is his name. He says he's 22 years old, been listening for a long time, says a lot of nice stuff, and then basically says that he's 22 years old, by the way. Did I say that? He says he's 22, and it's his first serious relationship in his life. Got together with her in September. Goes on and on about Thanksgiving, and then says the night before Thanksgiving, they went out to a bar, and he saw a very attractive young woman walk by, and he said, you know, she was pretty, but and so his girlfriend saw him watch, and she's like, hey, listen, don't you think she's beautiful? And he goes, oh yeah, she's pretty, not prettier than you. You know, he's trying to be cool. And she said, listen, it's okay. If you look at a hot woman in front of me, I get it. I look at them all the time too. Obviously, it was important enough for you to look at now. So if you want to look at good looking women in front of me, that's okay. And he's saying, he's wanting to know, yeah, is she setting me up to catch me? Or was she honest about what she was saying? I don't know what to do here, guys. I've never been in a serious relationship, and I figured you, between all of you guys, you would have an answer. Angel, I'm going to go to you first. First serious relationship. She goes, oh, yeah, a pretty girl, isn't she? If you want to look at girls, you can. What would you tell Brady to do?
Kind of like what Ryan uttered here. Proceed with caution. yeah. It could be a trap, or you could genuinely have a unicorn out there, and that might be what she really is into. But I wouldn't, don't get overexcited. Play your slow roll this. Don't be too eager. Just kind of let it continue to come or fall in your lap, per se. And because if you show too much excitement, I think the gig is up. Let her show her hand. Let her, dictate how much you get to participate or see or talk or any of that kind of stuff. Because if you jump into enthusiastic and think of, you know, that it's going to be great, you might be setting yourself up.
I would agree. Ryan, what do you tell Brady, who says they got a new relationship and the girl goes, oh yeah, she's pretty, isn't she? If you want to look at girls, you can.
Brady. Go ahead and break up now, because it's just going to happen later. And this is 1,000% a trap, okay? This is, she's laying it down to see what you do. Relationships are a chess game, Brady. And she has made her move. She's brought out her pawn and said, you take that pawn. She's got the queen in the back lines. Checkmate, baby. They're always one step ahead of you. Women always know what they're doing. We as men run through life willy-nilly like cavemen. Don't fall for it. Break up now.
Ryan, I don't even think it was a pawn. I think she brought a rook. I'll be honest with you. This is like a big play to see how he's going to react to it. He said this was the night before Thanksgiving, so
which
he's
is
got
the
time.
Biggest party night of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, that's it's almost bigger than New Year's Eve, and so for her to play that card that night, that says that, you know.
Carlos, what do you tell Brady? He's been listening for a long time. He's 22, first real relationship, and first time he's had a girl tell him, oh, yeah, you can look at good-looking women if you want to.
Man, 22, you're so young and so, like, I know, yeah, that sounds like the easy thing to do, like, not to say, but, like, why don't you push the limit? See what she's talking about. Like, you have nothing. You don't have kids. You're 22. Is she into other chicks? Are you going to have a threesome one time? Are you going to have some fun? Like, find, explore that. Tell her. Wow. I've never heard anybody say that. Like, are you, like, do you, so you don't care if I look at other, cause that kind of bothers, if it bothers you, say, hey, it bothers me, but are you into women? You know, whatever. I don't know. It's 22. You're 22 below. Push the limits.
Man,
who cares?
You just went right to the gutter, didn't you?
Damn, it's not the gutter. Like, I'm just like, I just think so many people try and be so perfect and so not make any mistakes. And you're 22. That's when you're supposed to make some stupid mistakes. See if you're into it. See if you're not. I'm not saying you are, but like, don't be so, if I say a girl is hot in front of me, you're 22.
He says, she replied, it's okay to look at a hot woman in front of me. I get it. I look at them too. She's obviously impossible not to look at, is what, is what his girl said.
To me, that says, like, are you into... Did I just get a cherry on the sundae, like Angel was saying?
I don't know. I feel like it's like a carrot dangling out with a stick kind of situation, because women will do that. Some of them will do that and be like, oh, yeah, she's hot, right? Like, you get, so you think you're going to get the threesome, but you're never going to get the threesome.
Well, it sounds like you never got the threesome.
Man, Ryan, that sounds a little personal there, buddy.
No.
Really specific there, bro.
They'll make little comments, but then you try to do it, and suddenly you're a bad person on a Wednesday drinking at an alehouse. Whatever, man.
All of a sudden, you're the bad guy.
Yeah, I thought we were all on the same page here. We all, like, didn't you guys get prepared for it, too? Like, I did the whole day and thinking about it all day?
You said I could look at hot women. So here she is in the bedroom.
Yeah, that does not hold up well in court, relationship court later.
Brady, once again, I'm sure we've helped you in some way. I appreciate the email. You can always email me, russ@wtks.com. That's russ@wtks.com. Carlos, what you got?
Check out Hawkeye. That's right. It's on Disney Plus. And you can just order it right on whatever, you know, platform you have and watch it. And this next episode comes out Wednesday. It is fantastic. The entire series is great. And follow me at To The Top Carlos. I just posted a little behind the scenes from Hawkeye. So To The Top Carlos. Check it out.
Hey, if you want to see the Marvel Studio poster that Carlos is on, it's on our website right now at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. Ryan, what about them Minions?
The Minions are number 5 in the company right now, so I'll take that as a win. So thank you to everybody clicked on them Minions. Also, tomorrow I do have trivia at the Front Yard Festival. It's free, happy hour prices, and it's awesome trivia time. It's the last one I'm doing, so come out, frontyardfestival.org.
If you want to see Angel eat a spider, you can see that at monsters.fm. Angel, what else?
You can hit me up on any social media platform. It's Official Angel.
And I got a post up. It's Russ and his wife sleep in bed with a dog like a human. Just to get clicks, okay? But what I really would love you to do is to go get our brand new Monster Christmas t-shirt. It's the Monster Misfit Christmas t-shirts. They're awesome. They'll ship them out right away. And a portion of that goes to the Coalition for the Homeless. So do that today if you get a chance at monsters.fm. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. Then at 3 o'clock is the Jim Colbert Show. Then you got Tom and Dan. After that's Real Laughs. Angelique's Corners after that, and we're back tomorrow to do our thing. From Carlos, Ryan, and Angel.
And the leader of this mess, some merry man, Russ. My dog sleeps like a human, Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
But we got to get the hell up out of here.
Swirls. Download the app and then
take us anywhere. Except maybe there. Get it from your app store. Search for iHeartRadio.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.